Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wally and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Wally and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, you better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Wally and Akiva need a
Yeah, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Episode number 136. We are back to talk about season 3, episode 7 of One Tree Hill. And it's very exciting because it is Father's Day weekend. And we are here with the man who is the father to a beloved 3.5 podcast. Here he is. It's Akiva Whitaker.
We're going to say 4 children.
That's why it was a curveball.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 3.5 podcasts, 4 kids. But it's a sad day.
Yes. Why so?
Well, I'm in a bad mood.
Why?
I don't know. We watched the same episode. Brooke cheated on Lucas with Chris Keller. It's very upsetting.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. We're talking about One Tree Hill today. We'll bring in Brian Cohen in just a moment to talk about the latest entry to the season 3, episode 7. Fishbowl. Last week, Akiva, we penned the Song of Summer 21 with Will from America and rave reviews.
Yeah, people are singing Raspberry Pink Lemonade in the streets.
Yeah, so incredible job last week by Will from America. If you missed that for whatever reason last week, be sure to check that out. But the task at hand, One Tree Hill. Been a minute since season 3, episode 7 came up. This has been in the fishbowl for a minute. Let's welcome in the co-host of the Challenge Rehap Up. And this is very interesting of two people that share a podcast co-host. Here is Brian Cohen. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. This is so exciting. When you added One Tree Hill to the fishbowl, I thought it was one of those fake things where you never really got added just there by name. Mm-hmm. But like when you never do the randomization, it would never pop up.
We have never done that.
Do we do that? Just like, hey, this person wants to be on. Let's pretend to put them on the wheel.
That has never happened.
Well, it really hasn't. Rob is jokingly defensive, but I believe we actually have never done that.
Never done that. Okay.
It's just perfect timing. Like the stars align. The One Tree Hill podcast is dropping tomorrow. This is dropping now. I mean, it's just like, this is it. The wheel knows all, and this is why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so what's the One Tree Hill podcast? What are you talking about, Brian?
I think he's talking about this podcast.
Yeah, so I mean, it's very exciting. You got the 3 lead women starting a podcast about One Tree Hill to rewatch. It's very hot in the streets to do that. Dropping on Sunday. Drama Queens, I believe it's called. So it's all had to be. The stars are all on for this.
Why is it called Drama Queens?
It's a very dramatic show. I mean, did we all watch the same episode? It's very dramatic. I mean, and these are the queens of the show. So it's all the drama.
So the 3 actresses are Hillary Burton, who plays Peyton, Bethany Joy Lenz, who plays Haley James Scott, and Sophia Bush, who's like actually famous, I think, who plays Brooke.
Yeah, those 3. I know I was saying before to Akiva, it's a very odd episode, this one. There was a lot of ancillary characters, but those are the 3 main women, and those are the 3 that are going to be leading the rewatch. I imagine they'll probably get some of the other actors to pop on at some point, but those are the 3 that are doing the rewatch.
Okay. Rob, what do you think about a 3-person rewatch? That's tough. You know, 2 people, it's like, all right, they have a conversation. 3, there's going to be a lot of, they're not going to be in person, I assume, unless they all live near each other in LA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's rough. Probably.
Again, I don't know how iconic the 3 are. Like, for instance, like if it was a Friends rewatch podcast, then you got Aniston, Kudrow and Cox. Like, that would not seem jarring to me.
No, but I think just like someone really has to be like the host of the podcast or else it'll go off the rails, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, based off the teaser, it's tough to tell who the alpha is. I don't know even who has the hosting chops to take over.
Boy, I've never really heard that term thrown around in podcasting.
Well, I mean, someone's got to emerge. You can't have three point guards all on the same team. Someone's got to emerge.
Who's the alpha of your podcast?
Obviously, Allie. That's an easy answer for me.
I mean, Akiva, I think you're the beta on all your podcasts.
You think Chester's the alpha?
Yeah. He opens who opens the show?
He opens the show.
That's
but listen,
the alpha.
He's the alpha. Host. Listen, Chester's the hired help. Come on. He's the alpha?
Yeah.
I don't know. Now,
whoever
Allie,
starts
of course,
the podcast
I'll give you,
is the alpha.
I'll give you Allie. I'll obviously give you Rob. It's called Rob Has a Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can give you Chester because, you know, first it was my podcast before it was his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you, like a true beta, you gave it to Chester.
That is a beta move. That is a beta move.
You let him come in and set up shop.
I don't think he still has a podcast, but I remember he started a podcast and he had someone else host the Heinz Ward podcast.
Oh, I think a lot of alpha.
Is Heinz Ward not the alpha in that situation?
In fairness, I used to host the Terrell Owens podcast.
True. Look at this guy flexing on his, even as a beta, he's flexing on his Brian.
Yeah.
Great name drop.
Well, I was I was not the alpha of the Terrell Owens podcast.
Still did a podcast with Tia.
I think in the podcasting world, you would be the, I think anywhere else, he would be the alpha. But in the podcasting world, he would still be the alpha.
Mm-hmm. Well, like that's a little bit of a different animal, the celebrity host, the celebrity podcast, where it's like, they're so big time, they can't even be bothered with the business of the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we had that with MPG, right? Mark Paul Gosselaar doesn't deal with like the minutiae when he hosts, you know, talks about.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. But anyway, let's not get too off the beat. But an interesting thing that you bring up.
Can we do a poll? We'll do a poll.
Who
is the alpha, Kiva or Chester? We'll add it to the census.
Sure. Okay. So, Brian, so you, correct me if I'm wrong, we're not on the One Tree Hill bandwagon during its initial run. You came in and binged the entire series recently.
Yes, that's correct. I don't want, like, so I'm not coming on here to proclaim myself the biggest One Tree Hill fan, but I think the newest biggest One Tree Hill
fan. Just the biggest that we know.
Right. That also may be true, but I'm sure there'll be more that pop up. But I started this last August, as many people were, you know, COVID binging TV shows. This was my COVID show. My wife pitched it to me. She realized I never watched it before. She gave me the elevator pitch of, this is Friday Night Lights, but with basketball. So I was like, okay, that's great. Friday Night Lights is my favorite show of all time.
Okay.
So let's watch this.
Not a lot of basketball in the episode that we watched.
Not a lot of in this one. Season one, there's a lot. Back half of season three, there's a lot. Season four, there's a mix. But yeah, they steer away from basketball soon after season one. I think they wanted to attract a more wider audience. So they tried to lean more in the drama than less in the basketball. But yeah, so I started in August and I, you know, went through February, watched the whole thing, 185 episodes. It's consumed my life for a lot of the
How long did that take?
Fall. It took a long time. I mean, we went through stretches where, you know, we watched like eight in a weekend, then stretches where we take some time off. But yeah, it was a long, long 8 months probably.
So you and your wife watched the show, all 185 episodes together. She had seen the show before, you had not.
Yep.
I mean, that would take me many years, I feel like, Rob. What do you think? Like, just to, you know, it's like, I'm ready, she's not, she's available, I'm not. I feel like to watch 185 episodes
of
the show.
Yeah, with your wife, I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, it was a feat. But, you know, we're both home. What are we doing? New York City, everything's shut down.
Still, that's like a quarantine miracle.
Yeah. Quarantine miracle, yeah. All right, and then One Tree Hill initially premieres on the with UPN, is that correct? And then, the WB, which became the CW in 2003, runs all the way through 2012. So, Akiva, what's your knowledge base of One Tree Hill? Because I watched the episode. I don't think I can tell you what the show is about.
Yeah. I would say my knowledge base is very low. I would have thought it was sort of like Dawson's Creek is over. Now let's put on a similar show. Like a teen drama on the CW. And this show starts. I am starting college that month. So I don't think, I was probably like, I wasn't too old for the show, but like I was starting college. I had a girlfriend, my future wife. I don't think like I would have been watching.
You didn't like, relate to Haley and Nathan's story?
Here's the thing. I think it's branding, because had I known it was a basketball show, mm-hmm. I would have tried it, you know, because it, like all these TV shows were available in college on like a very early sort of like streaming type, like in-house in, you know, dorm streaming thing. So like I remember being available and like, I don't know what that is. It's like a CW show and not watching it. So I've never seen an episode of the show.
Hmm. Yeah. I knew it existed. I did not check it out. I was not watching a lot of these teen dramas at the time. So I did watch Friday Night Lights when it was on, but no, not One Tree Hill.
Yeah, but Friday Night Lights was pitched as a football show and like was ostensibly about football, even though it wasn't always. And, but there was almost always some football.
Yeah, and Friday Night Lights is going to come after One Tree Hill. One Tree Hill is the precursor to Friday Night Lights.
Right. Yeah, I think initially this was more of a basketball show. Back in season one, that is really where the show starts and runs all the way through. Then they really wanted to try to expand it out and get the women more involved and give them more story arcs rather than just being, you know, with Nathan and Lucas at the time. So that they really try to expand it out, and you know, they get 9 seasons, which is pretty impressive. Yeah.
Okay. So Brian, One Tree Hill, did it get snubbed in the TV theme song bracket? Should One Tree Hill have been in either TV theme song bracket 1 or 2?
See, I love the theme song. I think, you know, it gets me hyped up to watch the show. But in terms of an actual theme song, I mean, it's just a song. Like, it has its life outside of the show. Yeah. So it's as a theme song itself, it doesn't really say anything about the show.
You want to hear it, Akiva?
Please, yes,
okay.
Good song.
Here we go.
What I've been trying to be lately.
Chad
All
Michael
I've
Murray.
Been doing is think of me and
James Lafferty. Hillary Burton. Bethany lately. Joy. Paul Johansson. Sophia Bush. And Barry Corbin as Whitey. And Moira Kelly, One Tree Hill, created by Mark Schwann.
Yeah, two ends.
Stop looking at me, Schwann.
So, what? Like, you know, you listen to that theme song, you have no idea what the show's about. It's just, I mean, it's just a song. So,
I mean, that's a popular song from the year the show started. It's basically all right, the show's airing in 6 weeks. Like, what's the hit song? It would be like putting Driver's License in your theme song. Like, a show that started now and 10 years from now, like, hey, isn't that a great theme song? It's like, yeah, it was just like the most popular song of the week. They needed to pick a song.
All right, so we're not putting One Tree Hill into the rejected theme song bracket.
No, I was not upset. It was snubbed. I was not. I don't think it belongs there.
Okay.
Different basket.
Okay. All right.
We'll save it for the Gavin DeGroneman.
Yes, all right. Save it for that. Save it for the best real life songs that are a TV theme song.
Can you give us the plot of the show One Tree Hill? Because it seems like that there is just like a million teenagers, very thirsty across the board. I feel like there's a lot of like couples that are like co-mingling.
Mm-hmm. At any given moment, there are a million different storylines going on. But the way the show begins, the genesis of the show is Lucas and Nathan, their half brothers, they share the same dad. Dan left Lucas's mom in high school and stayed with Nathan's mom in college. And now they're both basketball stars. Well, at the time, Nathan was the star of the high school basketball team. Lucas played on the River Court, which is like their, you know, neighborhood basketball court. And then Lucas is convinced to go play on the real high school basketball team. That's where they first form a bond. And the three women at the time, Nathan is with Peyton, and then there's love triangles and heartbreak and people hooking up, breaking up, and all that stuff all along the way.
Akiva, are there a lot of stepbrothers in the NBA?
Oh, good question. There are like a surprising number of brothers. I was doing Olympics prep on synchronized swimming, and there was 4 sets of twins this week. So I guess there are like siblings, but steps. I'm trying to think of step siblings in the NBA. That's a good question. I don't know of any. I mean, no spoilers. I don't know if Lucas and Nathan made the NBA or not. But
yeah,
you have to watch. What?
So they weren't friends, and then they were half brothers, but
they
then
hated each other.
Now they're like, are they the two best players on the basketball team?
Yeah, Lucas. He's good. He's okay. Nathan is really the star.
What's his game Lucas like?
So he's like he's
perimeter player,
scouting report.
Yeah, he's a 6'2" point guard, shooting guard.
Could he beat Zac Efron? one-on-one?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Nathan, he's a highly recruited high school prospect. He's supposed to go to Duke. He's a top player.
I have him as a Duke guy. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So Lucas is the star of the show, but he's not that good at basketball, but like his thing is being on the basketball team.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think they're all kind of fairly equal star. Like Lucas initially, I would say, is a star, but it really evolves to all five of them. And really, I would say Lucas, Nathan, and Brooke are like the top three stars, with Haley and Peyton having their moments too.
Okay.
Oh, I meant on the team, but okay. Got it.
Okay. Where do all the women come into place?
So at the time, the star of the show, Peyton, was dating Nathan, and Brooke was Peyton's best friend, and Haley was Lucas's best friend. And Haley was like the she's all that nerd type that couldn't possibly date the star high school basketball player. And then he notices her, and then they start dating.
Okay. You got all that, Akiva?
So far, so good. So yeah, Haley is a nerd. Mm-hmm. She's extremely attractive, but still not cool enough to date the star of the basketball team, right? But she does.
Yep.
And then Peyton is like the bad girl.
She's like the emo girl. So this is like a mid-2000s, like emo, punk rock music. That's mm-hmm. like her vibe.
Hmm.
And Brooke's the cheerleader.
Okay.
Okay.
Peyton's a cheerleader too, but Brooke is more the cheerleader vibe.
And their shared dad is a main character on the show, but does not appear in this episode, although he did direct it. The guy who plays the dad director.
Very main character, and really like the main antagonist of a lot of, especially the early going, and really just, you know, most of the series.
An evil dad.
Dad is the main, so he's an evil dad.
Evil dad. And really, like at first he's like mean evil, and then he turns evil. And then
what are the worst things he does? Or do you want to save it in case we...
The worst thing he does, this is not in the fun game lab plan, but the worst thing he does is he murders his brother. So,
okay.
So he's pretty bad.
That's a bad dad.
Wow. Yeah.
And he's just very verbally abusive to Nathan and his mom, and just he's an all around.
How does he murder his brother? Is it an accidental manslaughter, or is it a premeditated murder?
That's a good question.
It's pretty premeditated.
Or was he on the opposite side of a war?
No war. It's the biggest moment of the series. There's like a high school shooting, and he takes advantage because his brother's name is Keith. He tries to save the situation, and Dan takes advantage of it and kills Keith in the chaos.
Wow.
Yeah, as one does.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Dan Scott is one of the worst people in a TV
show. Was that just like
he
took the opportunity, or he like premeditated the whole Mishigas?
He took the opportunity.
The prosecutor?
I want to know what happened.
He did not plan the high school shooting, but he saw, all right, this is my chance. I can take him out right here.
Yeah. Okay.
And what was the brother doing at the high school? Was like a teacher?
He was trying to talk down the kid from shooting himself.
Mm.
He was trying to play hero. The kid ended up shooting himself. Dan jumped in, took the gun, and fired.
Are there repercussions for this murder?
He does. He eventually confesses and goes to jail for just a little. It's amazing. Just like a little while. I think he's only in jail for like 2 years or something like that. I don't know.
So maybe it wasn't premeditated, you know, mm-hmm. at least according to the courts.
Yeah. Well, he's a high up guy. He's running for mayor. So, you know.
Is that the guy that they drew a mustache on him on the billboard?
Yes. He's the mustache guy. And the two people that were drawing the mustaches, I don't know if you picked up, those were the two mothers of Lucas and Nathan.
I got
that via Wikipedia. So the two mothers of the two stars of the show, one has long been divorced from this evil dad.
Yeah.
And the second one, are they divorced? Are they just in a fight?
They're in the process of getting divorced. She like agreed to stay with him for the mm-hmm. mayoral campaign to put up a mm-hmm. family front.
Yeah. And he doesn't really have a type. They're very different looking mm-hmm. ladies. But anyway, they draw like a mustache on him, and then I think
if you and Mara for whatever reason didn't work out, do you feel like that it would go after somebody who would look similar?
Are you more of a Peyton or a Brooke?
Yeah,
it's a great. Akita. I'd really have to like look at them side by side. There's a lot of names floating around. It is a good question. I don't know. There's only one person.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like you do have a type. Yeah.
Yeah. So he is evil. Both his ex-wives mm-hmm. hate him.
Yep.
I assume he gets married. He has more ex-wives, and then their sons eventually become the stars.
Why is he so evil?
He's just a mean
murdered.
Guy. He's a mean guy. He's he was a star basketball player. It didn't really work out for him, so he's trying to live through Nathan and push him to be better. And Nathan resents it. And there's a lot of conflict there.
Yeah. Did he commit any other crimes?
I don't think he killed anyone. I mean, he pseudo-killed someone else, but like it was a good reason why he killed someone else later on.
Sure. See, he serial-killed somebody?
Well, he pseudo-killed
somebody. Yeah, pseudo-killed like, it's somebody. Not like a murder, but like...
You know, the pseudo-killings. You ever do a pseudo-killing?
No!
I don't think any other real bad crimes, mostly. Most of it is just like, you know, immoral
little,
stuff.
Like, yeah, a little like petty crimes.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of fixing a mayoral campaign, stuff like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in this episode that we watched, there's a lot of talk about the women of, what is it? One Tree Hill? That's not right. That's a street, right?
Just Tree Hill.
Tree Hill. The women of Tree Hill got together. And I guess this must have been like a 32 Fans patron episode. Mm-hmm. They had a guys draft.
They
Well, this is like the previously on, right? So it like happened last episode. We're seeing the repercussions of it.
And the guy's draft seemed like it was more of an auction than a draft. It just seemed like a free for all that women were just shouting out names. And before people just got whatever they wanted. It seemed like that there was no order whatsoever. There were trades happening. Yep. Akiva, could you make sense at all of the guy draft?
I think it was just that they were drafting very quickly because I think there was a randomized order. This is my impression. Brian can correct us.
Sure.
But then one of the girls, who I didn't know yet, so I can't do the names, thought she was getting her boyfriend. But then someone makes a trade to move in front of her. And honestly, very funny stuff. Like, it is kind of creative. This is like pre the league, any stuff like that. You know, and steals her boyfriend. We don't know what was in the trade. I would like for Brian to maybe tell us if it's revealed on the show.
It is.
Because we just see in the previously on, we don't know. And then the girl sort of stuck with someone she doesn't want at the end.
Yeah, so the way the trade... So first, Rachel, who's the redhead, she has Brooke convinced that she wants to be with Chris Keller.
Yes.
So she
another villain of the series.
Yeah, villain
of the show that also comes around. But she incepts Brooke that's who she wants to be with. And Brooke doesn't like Rachel. So she's like, oh, I'm going to get back at Rachel by stealing her guy. And she thinks Haley will take her guy.
I hope everyone's writing this down.
Yeah, yes. A lot of things to keep track of.
Can I just ask one question? Could you explain the rules of the guy draft? Is it like some sort of a hall pass of that you then hook up with the person from the guy draft? Or is it just that then you are, it's like a fantasy league and then you're getting their stats for however points they score in the basketball team?
It's like a love keeper league. So the person you pick is now yours and yours only to date. No one else, none of the other cheerleaders can try to date that person.
They say for like the rest of the school year, I think.
For that school year, no one else can try to date that person. No one else can. You can't try to date anyone else.
And can you date, are you drafting multiple people or everybody's picking just one person?
Everyone just drafts one. There's no real, I guess there's no free agent pool. I mean, I guess you could cut your guy and pick someone else up. That's not
consent to this or is this like.
No, I think that this was done without their consent.
Yeah, they just
and can other women at the school who are not in this draft steal their men?
Yeah, you know what? It's a little bit like a real like NFL draft where it's like, okay, well, I didn't want to go to Jacksonville, but they took me, so that's it.
Yeah, I guess the cheerleaders would be like, yeah, the cheerleaders like the NFL, and now like I guess the XFL could try to like swoop in and steal the player. There's a different league they can try to pop in.
Yeah, you can go to a different team.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, the guys are not really obligated. The women just can't steal.
Yeah, basically, like the 32 teams have a pact of like, okay, well, in our league, that this is the only person. So if Trevor Lawrence is like, well, I don't want to play for this team, it's like, well, you know, sit out. Don't play with anybody.
The trade that Rachel pulled off, she swindled Bevan, who was not the brightest bulb out there. So she traded. Rachel had the fifth pick, Bevan had the third pick, and she traded her fifth pick and a necklace. For the third pick.
What kind of necklace?
A necklace that Brooke gave her, actually.
She traded her back like her valuable. Own necklace?
Yeah. So she the reason she wanted the higher pick, she thought fifth was better than third because fifth is a higher number. So she thought she was getting the better end of the deal by getting the higher number. So Bevan's like, you know, the one they make fun of, they're not being super smart.
That is very dumb, honestly.
So she got swindled.
Okay.
How do you think that?
Who won number one overall?
It was Mouth McFadden, Marvin McFadden, when a real surprise.
Mouth McFadden, that seems like a real misfire. Why did, that's the guy, he's like the nerd of the school.
He is, he was way out of his time. He actually just launched his own podcast at this time.
That's why he's Mouth McFadden.
Mouth McFadden. He hosts a podcast called Mouth Has a Podcast. It was crazy, talking about Ravens basketball.
Wait, get out of here. So he really had a podcast, or he's like the school DJ?
No, he had a podcast. He wants to be a sport. He announces all the basketball games. He launched his own podcast. It's called Mouth Has a Podcast. Yeah. But
okay. So why did he go number one?
I think Peyton just wanted to stay out of the drama. She had the first pick. She didn't want to get involved taking any of the major players.
Akiva, is that one of the biggest draft busts of all time?
Yeah, he's like,
where would that rank?
Mouth McFadden. Yeah, people are adding him on Twitter. I mean, he's like the nerdiest looking guy of the whole crew. It's like everyone in the show is just like a good looking person. And Mouth is like the one dweeb. It's like, why, how's he here? And he goes number one overall.
Mouth McFadden, crazy. More like Darren McFadden.
It's a real Cinderella story for Mouth to go number one.
Yeah. Okay. And then who went number two in the draft?
So that was Brooke's pick, and she was going to take Lucas, but then she thought she was getting one over on Rachel, so she took Chris Keller to try to get at Rachel.
Mm.
You know, when your girlfriend picks somebody else to get at someone else, that old thing.
Yeah. Yep. And Chris Keller is pretty horrible, right?
He's like a cartoonish douchebag type guy. Like he's mean to, because he gets involved in Nathan and Haley's relationship. He's the reason why they're going through their hard times right now. He comes around again, but he's like a cartoonish tool bag.
And he's not a major character on the show, I think, also, right?
No, he drops off soon after this and doesn't pop up till the end.
Well, he is such a douche. Like, he's at they go to the beach in this episode. He's like, I never got it about the beach. There's all these women around here. They're half naked. You can't touch them. That some of them are topless. It's like the strip club. And then he takes like a dollar bill out of his pocket and then puts it in like some woman's bathing suit who's bending down.
Yeah, he's not a great guy. There's a lot of rough around his edges.
Chris Keller. Watch out.
Mm-hmm. Keep your girlfriend safe around them.
Yeah. So that was another bad pick at number two. And then who went number three?
So three, that was, I believe that was Haley's pick. And Haley was thinking she was going to get, the one of the big backstories going into this was Haley and Nathan. So they're married at the time, but they're going through a major fight and divorce. So she wasn't sure if Nathan would even want to pick him and stuff like that. And when Peyton didn't pick Nathan, then she was like, all right, this is my chance. I'm going to take Nathan and go from there.
Right, she took her husband.
Third pick.
Yeah, Akiva, what do you what draft grade do you give that?
I mean, it's everything compared to Mouth. Every pick is fine.
Yeah, so
I give it an A. I think they should have practiced the draft. Honestly,
they should have done draft first.
They should have had like a female Mel Kiper come in and help them out.
They did need someone to analyze each pick. I feel like, you know, the shot clock was pretty quick. There was not the 10-minute to kind of regroup and see what else was out there. It was a little rushed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe they should have Jordan Kalish do the mock draft the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Nathan. He's a very good player. I would have had him going second on my draft board. Okay.
Yeah. So soon after that, that's when the chaos happened, when the trade messed things up, and Rachel ended up with Lucas, and that caused all the ruckus.
Okay. All right. So that was the guy draft. And then what was the reaction of the guys when they found out about the guy draft?
Well, Mouth was thrilled. He's like, oh my God, this is the greatest moment of my life. Number one draft pick. He was thrilled.
He thought he was being pranked.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Lucas was very upset, though. He thought, doesn't understand why Brooke didn't take her.
Did Skills go in the guy draft?
Yeah, so Skills went to Bevan, who did the bad deal.
Okay.
She had her eyes set on him.
Can I tell you an amazing fact about Skills and Bevan here?
Yes.
So Bevan is a character on the show who's, I believe, not even on the wiki, right? She's not a major character.
No, not at all.
She's played by an actress named Devon. So they really woke up early in the morning to name this character.
Mm-hmm.
Skills' name is actually not Skills on the show. It's Antoine Taylor. Real name, Antoine Tanner.
Mm. Yeah,
they're just like, hey, what's your name? All right. Like Akiva Wienicker? All right. Alifa Wienicker. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
They really did not spend a lot of time naming these characters.
Why was Skills nicknamed Skills?
So one of the drawbacks of One Tree Hill, it's not a very diverse show. You know, so no. I don't know, you know, he's one of the only black characters on the show of any note. So I don't know if there was like some bad. I don't know why he's named Skills. It's not the best look for One Tree Hill to have the only black character named Skills.
Is he a skilled basketball player on the team?
And was that a self-anointed nickname?
I think he might be. He eventually joins the team, but he was with he was friends with Lucas on the River Court. He was the one playing, not on the established high school team. He eventually joins the team and does.
So the River Court is just the local like pickup league.
It's a local pickup. They play 2-on-2. It's just like four of them, and Mouth is on the bleachers announcing the game. That's the setup they got over there.
The number one pick is in the bleachers announcing a 2-on-2 game.
Yeah, not even the real stuff. Jeez. He's announcing the side game.
There's got to be like Mouth had to pay someone to pick him first or something.
Mm-hmm.
Rough.
Okay, so. Then give us the synopsis of, on an average episode of One Tree Hill. What do we expect to see, Brian?
So in this season, there is like I think right after this is really when the basketball season starts. So there is more basketball focus where you're dealing with drama of practice and some of the games. But it really all just depends on where like the major love triangle stands at the moment. And that's between Lucas, Brooke and Peyton. So it really just depends on who is with Lucas at the time, who's trying to get back with Lucas at the time. That's like one of the major plot lines that they have through the first 4 or 5 seasons of who is Lucas going to end up with, and then where do Nathan and Haley stand in their relationship. So that it's really very character based, and then you know where they might be in the basketball season.
Which team were you on, Peyton or Brooke?
I love Brooke. It's funny, there is some interesting backstory. So Brooke and Lucas were together off the show. They were married through the filming of season 3 and then got divorced in between season 3 and 4. And I'm convinced that that like affected the outcome of who Lucas ends up with. Cause you could, the chemistry
Wait,
between
who gets
Lucas,
divorced?
The actors who play Brooke and Lucas. So they were dating.
So Chad Michael Murray
and Sophia Bush.
So they get married and they're like, cause they're playing high schoolers. How old are they?
I would imagine, like at the start of this show, they're probably 24, probably as most you know, fake high school actors
and
so, are.
And they're married in real life.
Married in real life for 6 months, and then get divorced.
Ooh,
rough wow. divorce. So I think that it really impacts like how they can work together. I don't think they could really manage to stay together. So it really throws a monkey wrench in the planning for the show.
Hmm.
Wait, so were they like in scenes together after this? Did they have to be like...
Within season 4, you see their kind of intense breakup that I think happens. It's very similar to probably the conversation
Method
they had
acting.
Off the show. Like the breakup that they had in real life, they kind of have on the show. It gets very intense.
Let's see. The truth about Chad Michael Murray's short marriage to Sophia Bush.
Wow. She also then dates the brother on the show eventually?
So Peyton starts off dating Nathan, which
no, but I mean like in real life, Sophia Bush dates like both brothers, both main stars of the show.
I don't think so. I don't think she's ever dates.
It says James Lefferty. She dated him in 2008 and 2009.
Oh, there you go. Okay. She's dated both.
Yeah. What about Rachel?
Rachel, she's an on and off main character-ish. I mean, this is one of her first episodes. It might be like her second or third episode ever on the show.
Yeah.
And she comes...
A seductress.
Yeah. She's a new student.
She's trying to tempt Lucas.
Yes, exactly. She's new, and she comes and goes through the series, and she's fluctuates between like a truly awful person and someone who like has a good heart and someone you can kind of like, but she goes through the ringer of, you know, are you supposed to hate this person or can you actually like this person? Yeah.
She pulls one of like the classic moves where she says, if you that's her, right? In the basketball court?
Yes.
Where she says, like, if you really love your girlfriend to one of the brothers, which brother is it?
Lucas.
Yes, to Lucas. She says, if you really love your girlfriend, you'll hit a shot blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, blindfolded. If you hit the shot blindfolded, it means that you love Brooke.
Yep.
And he's like, okay. And he does it. And then he hits the shot. And then, like, while he takes a shot, she takes off her clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when he takes the blindfold off, she's standing there with the basketball. Topless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's her classic. She's done that a few. She did that once. She just showed up in his backseat topless.
Wait, mm-hmm. She does that multiple times? Move?
Yeah.
She showed up
I
in
mean,
his
this happens
topless.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But she also says, like, as a rule, if you love this person, you will hit a shot blind. That's one shot blindfolded. Like, Brian, do you think, like, to prove your love of your wife, you could hit a basketball shot blindfolded?
It would need to be a layup, probably. I don't think
you think you could hit a layup blindfolded, though?
I think so. I'm going to point it in the right direction.
If your love for your wife depended on it.
I think so.
How's your jumper, wet?
It's not that wet. Lucas has got much wetter a jumper than I do.
Mm.
I guess he was a better basketball player. Yeah, you'd have to like podcast blindfolded, Rob.
Yeah, I think I could probably do that.
I could podcast blindfolded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Should we do that once? Should we put that on the wheel, Robin, to keep a podcast blindfolded?
I mean, I think it would be fine. Yeah, I mean, could I hit the recording before I put the blindfold on? Okay.
As long as you don't start the podcast. Like, you don't start saying the words. Yeah,
I mean, I'm trying to think of it. I guess I wouldn't be able to see my notes, and I wouldn't be able to pick up on any, like, visual cues from the guests, but...
Gonna see Akiva laying in bed.
Basically, you could listen to a podcast blindfolded.
Yeah, that for sure. Do that all the time.
So... Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it, maybe, what about a blindfolded mailbag?
Okay, fine. We'll do a blindfolded mailbag once. It's a good idea.
All right. Big celebrity cameo here in this episode as veteran TV actor Tom Bosley joined the cast of One Tree Hill. Was this a one-time outing for Tom Bosley, Brian?
It was. It was. This was his one and only appearance. One and done. Got a fun ride on the go-karts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But not to be seen again, unfortunately.
Yeah, by the way, RIP to Tom Bosley, passed away in 2010. Akiva, what'd you make of the storyline with Tom Bosley, who played a man that Mouth was going to go visit in the nursing home, who was afflicted with Alzheimer's disease?
Yeah, it's very confusing. I found that whole thing very confusing. Who he was, why he's telling Mouth to, like, raise good sons. I don't know.
You were confused? What was it?
I'm pretty sure it was pretty clear by
the end. It seemed very open and shut.
It was his grandfather. He thought he was talking to his son.
Yeah, it was a reveal in the episode that, because who was he there with? He went to there with,
he was with Peyton.
So he went there with Peyton, and she was like, wow, Mouth, you're a really nice guy. You go to visit this old guy. He's like, yeah. And he's like, hey, Joe. He's like, yeah, he doesn't know who I am. And then Tom Bosley, the only thing he could remember was that he was a race car driver and his name was Fireball. And so, but what do you think? The good nickname, Fireball? Probably not a good name for a race car driver.
That would be like a free throw bricker if you were a basketball player. You want like first place Frankie would be like a good nickname.
Yeah.
Right.
That doesn't mean you're fast, but I guess the fire is not. Not ideal for a race car driver.
Yeah. And they took him out of the assisted living facility and brought him to like a go-kart track so he could drive around, which I think is probably not a hot idea. And they just let him drive around. And then Peyton was like, wow, he's like, this is so nice that you do this. And he's like, well, actually, yeah, he's my grandfather and he doesn't remember me. He doesn't remember anything. And he calls him Joe because that's his dad's name. And the dad had a falling out with Tom Bosley. And the dad thinks it's his son. And he's like, hey, someday, I know we haven't seen eye to eye, but if you have a son, you raise him to be a good man, okay?
Yeah, very emotional.
That was very sweet.
Especially on Father's Day. It's a very touching message. Tell your dad you love him.
Yeah.
Do Mouth and Peyton end up together?
What do you think, Akiva?
Probably not.
No way.
That's correct.
I mean, she picked him first in the draft. Like, she should...
Yeah, you know, but that's like then he's like is Sam Darnold. Cost? Yeah, he's gonna go to
some cost. Got to trade him.
It's probably like the only season they ever really have together too. Like these two characters are like they never interact. Let alone one on one. Yeah, no, never.
Did Mouth eventually get a love interest?
He does. So he actually dates Rachel for a little while.
What? Come on!
Yeah.
Wow.
Get out of here, Rachel.
What's going on with Mouth? How's he landing all these women?
Mouth. They
call him Mouth for a reason, Akiva.
He does very well, amazingly.
Yeah,
I don't know if you recognize him, but Mouth was actually on another season 3 episode 7 that you did. He was on Boy Meets World.
Oh, he was? Oh, he's he's Corey's Minkus. Friend?
No, he's Minkus.
Oh, Minkus. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. freaking Mouth. All right. Was this a good episode of One Tree Hill that we watched, Brian?
I thought it was. I mean, it wasn't the best episode, but I thought it was kind of heartwarming.
What is the best episode? When their dad kills his brother.
Yeah, that's probably like the biggest episode. It's more so just where like the best moments. I don't think there's any particular episode that stands out. There's also for me, like every episode's a blur. Watching them all together in 8 months is really there's some signature moments that stand out.
Yeah. So there's one point where everybody's at the mall and they're fighting and Brooke and Haley are getting into an argument. And then the only thing that sort of distracts them is they walk past a window, and then I believe this is Haley?
Brooke.
That she spots in the window her designs have been used by the store.
And Team Filthy.
Team Filthy is that her brand?
It is. It's actually very cool. This was the launching of her clothing brand. She eventually becomes like a clothing empire goddess, and this was the start of it.
Akiva, what do you think of Team Filthy?
So before you guys, that doesn't turn out to be the name of her brand. So her brand
Filthy's the name of the store, I think, also.
Yeah. So her brand, maybe you can try to, it's the
Filth Emporium or something is the name of it.
It's Filth Emporium.
It's not the Filth, it's like Filth, it's just called Filth or something, I think.
So it's a play on a phrase that if girls would...
does that sound? The Filth
Emporium. It's a play on a phrase if guys stick together over girls, but with clothes.
Is it an acronym? Yeah.
No, it's a I don't know what the it's a phrase. It's a phrase.
Mm-hmm. It's like okay, I got it.
You got it? Is there something to get?
So not really, but I'm saying like I get the idea. I get the message.
It's instead of hoes over bros, it's clothes mm-hmm. over bros.
Clothes over line. Bros. Okay.
Clothes.
That's the name of her. That's she becomes like a billionaire on clothes over bros.
Yep, exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Brooke Davis.
Clothes over bros. Mm-hmm.
How would you rate that?
I'm trying to think of what the message is. So that what you wear is more important than who you date?
Yeah. Love yourself. Love what you wear. Don't worry about the guys.
Hmm. I guess so.
It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. It's fine.
It's fine.
So, tell me about Whitey.
Whitey
didn't get to show up in this episode.
He's the coach. He's an older guy. He's been the coach, I think, probably like 40 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. He coached when Dan Scott was playing. They had a falling out.
Yeah.
So, he takes a lot of some of the anger out on his son Nathan and things like that. He's like, I mean, I think...
Not a great nickname.
Whitey, yeah, not the best. I mean, it's like it's an old-timer nickname. Whitey Ford. Whitey, mm-hmm. you know. That's what people were nicknamed back in the day, I guess. Yeah, but he's a very likable coach. Eventually, the NBA place, the basketball place gets named after him. He's beloved in the community outside of Dan Scott.
Okay. Can we talk about the shenanigans with Lucas and Nathan's mom where that they are going to... I guess Dan is running for mayor of Tree Hill?
Dan's running for mayor because he tried to get Whitey fired. And the current mayor blocked him. He stopped him from
so that is like the big issue in town is like the high school basketball coach, which the mayor has the authority to appoint and fire, it sounds
yeah,
like.
It was he tried to appeal to like the board, all the higher ups, and the mayor shot it down, sided with Whitey. So to get it back, he found out the mayor was having an affair on his wife, blackmailed him, and forced him to resign, and now he is running for mayor.
The mayor was having an affair, and he blackmailed the mayor.
On. Yeah,
and then he's taking his job.
Yeah,
and who's running against Dan?
So eventually, I don't think it comes out in this episode, or maybe it does. Karen, who is Lucas's mom, is going to be running against Dan for mayor.
Okay,
so his ex-wife. It's the guy versus mm-hmm. ex-wife for mayor.
His ex-wife. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Very dramatic.
And
stuff.
Who wins? No spoilers.
Then I don't know how to answer that question.
Okay, so. Then Karen and who is the other woman? Deb,
yeah.
They go up on the billboard
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and they are going to deface a billboard with Dan's face on it. And mm-hmm. they wrote that Dan Scott is an ass.
Yep.
Right? And then they made like a mustache on him. Mm-hmm. Akiva, how would you deface the billboard?
This billboard?
Yeah.
Well, I'd probably write on it, this guy murdered his brother.
It did not happen yet. And they only had one can of spray paint.
Right.
That is true. It's hard to write all of that in there.
Yeah. Is there any worry that perhaps that they might garner sympathy for Dan Scott, that his billboard has been defaced?
It could. I mean, it's also kind of making fun of people with mustaches. Like, if I had a mustache and I saw that being used against someone, I'd be like, I think mustaches are good.
Mustachioed people vote, too. It's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mustaches vote. So mm-hmm. I think it ends up being kind of like the best prank, the way they remove the sign showing that Dan Scott has erectile dysfunction. I feel like that's kind of a funny prank.
Mm-hmm.
A job done.
Yeah. Okay. Do you feel like
who would know better than all of his ex-wives also?
Yeah.
Sure. Do you think that would hurt a mayoral candidate?
With the erectile dysfunction?
Yeah.
I mean, it probably
Well, if everyone's cheating, then maybe the guy with erectile dysfunction is like the least likely to cheat.
Yeah, like, hey, the last mayor was having an affair that I would gladly...
I would gladly
vote for a candidate with erectile dysfunction.
I guess you could spin, he's a good PR team to spin it positive.
Yeah, maybe he could come out and give a press conference and be like, yes, ladies and gentlemen of Tree Hill, that I have to, that my opponents have tried to slander, mm-hmm. that I am an American with erectile dysfunction.
You have to mention American or else they won't vote for you.
And that you don't have to worry about me, mm-hmm. that I'm going to be be working nonstop.
Yeah. Yes. And I know it can get fixed, but not going to do it. It's my solemn swear to you. Yeah. As the mayor, I will not.
In fact,
get this issue.
I prefer it. Do you know how much more work I'm getting done?
Right, and you guys could, in theory, elect a woman also.
Yeah,
but just like let's just stick to the guys. You could vote for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
that's a good message. That could get the mm-hmm. job done.
Yeah, I think that there probably should be like a pro ED lobby.
Robin and Kiva run a mayoral PR team is in the works.
No, not a bad idea. All right, we'll put that in the waiting room. That's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question? I thought of during the episode. So they're, I think, juniors in high school this season.
Yeah,
right.
As of now, they're seniors. Season three, they begin as seniors.
Dan
but
Scott.
Some years are like
still
half
hard on crime.
Seasons one and two are their junior year. Seasons three and four are senior year.
Yeah. Should I save that for when Dr. Mike comes back? We'll put that on the list of things to talk to him about.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll say, all right, that is a good idea. That is a good idea. Have you ever offered to fix it? And the guy's like, no, I want to focus more.
Yeah. I'm thinking of going in to say that, how do we break it?
Yeah, you could have someone just like kick you or something, probably, but fine.
George Costanza, right? He gets much smarter when he can't
much
story
smarter
about that.
Much mm-hmm. smarter. Yeah. It's true. A lot of Seinfeld references. By the way, so the Seinfeld reference in this mm-hmm. episode, Joe DiVola is the name of one of the executive producers of the show. He's in the credits right after the
show. You said it was in the episode. How are we supposed to catch that?
Well, I mean, the first credit when the episode ends, like that's not in the episode?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I feel like a diehard Seinfeld fan catches that.
Akiva, not a reference.
I was throwing shade at Brian.
That was a shot fired.
Akiva, what do you think of Chad Michael Murray? You know, they say you can't trust a person with two first names. Chad Michael Murray's got three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a little sus, no?
The one thing I remember about CMM when he was big, when the show was like at its peak. That's what those of us in the know called him. Like the main thing about him was people making fun of his name. Like that's always been the number one thing. Now, I know Rachel Bush is famous, so I assume she's like still acting.
Sophia Bush.
Sophia Bush, sorry.
Those in the know, that's her name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Rachel Bush is like some NFL star's wife or something. Chad Michael Murray.
Reggie Bush's wife? Like,
no, I don't think so. Is he still in the biz? Like, is he still doing all right, Chad Michael Murray?
Rachel Bush dates Buffalo Bills safety Jordan Poyer.
Okay, yeah, but I think there was, okay.
She's the Instagram model with an NFL husband.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was on top of all the Instagram models.
No, I'm really not. I really don't know any. That's like the worst thing you could say.
Akiva, is that your type?
Not at all. First of all, I barely even know what she looks like. I know the name, but no, I'm never on Instagram.
Okay.
Not never, but once a day max I'm on Instagram.
Okay.
No, but I don't think the five of them are really doing a lot right now. I don't think any of them are really...
So none of them are working. Well, the three ladies are doing a podcast.
So on Cameo, a number of the stars of One Tree Hill are currently on Cameo. Let's see. Dan Scott himself, Paul Johansson, how much for a cameo from the mayor of Tree Hill?
I'm going to say $25. First of all, I don't want a cameo from him. He's going to threaten to kill me, probably. He's evil.
$75.
Mm, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Does it go straight to his reelection campaign?
I don't know. What about Whitey? How much for a cameo from Whitey from One Tree Hill?
cannot believe he's on a cameo. That's
he is. You want to hear what a cameo from Whitey sounds like?
I feel like he would go $1 more. That would be a good move by him.
Okay, here's a. Let's see if I could play a Whitey cameo.
What's the price though?
Oh, $175.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Anger management, the ranch, any number of things. But if you want to talk to me personally, just give me a call. I'll wish somebody a happy birthday or a sad divorce or whatever you want to put on there. Just give me a call.
Akiva, if you get divorced, you can get that cameo from Whitey. Yeah. Okay. And then let me see. One more.
I cannot believe he charges $175.
It doesn't look like he's done that many.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah, even Brian Cohen wouldn't want a cameo from Whitey.
I mean, Dan Scott's the far better value there.
Okay, what about Deb Scott?
$50?
$50.
Is it the shorter one?
Nailed it. Okay. Yeah. And then...
the blonde X-Wing.
Okay. Oh, CMM himself is on cameo.
I'm going to say $250.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'll go $225.
$200. And then the most expensive cameo from One Tree Hill, Bethany Joy Lenz.
Ooh, Haley. She's the most expensive one.
Yep.
Wow. So $300?
$300.
Now so she's
how much
be
is Sophia Bush on
Sophia Bush is not on cameo.
Yeah, she probably be the most expensive.
That's probably the best. It's like, it's a curve where like, if you're famous enough, you're just not on it. Probably.
You're just not on there. Yeah. Okay. I feel like that. The Chad Michael Murray cameos. He's wearing a Buffalo Bills hat.
Murray, and I am excited to announce I will be doing a limited engagement here on Cameo for the next week.
He doesn't sound that excited.
A week to make sure I did this and I did this right.
You can, he's like whispering. You can't even hear him. Mm-hmm. He's a big Buffalo Bills fan. Yeah,
I need to pay my kids' tuition next month.
Do you think his career would have been worse if his name was just Chad Murray? I think Chad Michael Murray makes him more memorable.
I think if he had a better name.
What about Chad Michaels?
I think the three names makes it pretty. It stands out, and I feel like it flows pretty well too. Chad Michael Murray. It just like flows right off the tongue. It's a good name.
Okay, so Chad Michael Murray's Twitter profile. He says husband, father, and blank addict. Would you guys like to draft what he could be addicted to, please?
Okay.
Rob, you want first pick or next two?
Could I trade back from 3 to 5?
For a necklace, sure. Too?
For a necklace. Chad Michael Murray is a blank addict. I'm gonna go with pizza.
Okay, that's a very good guess, but not correct.
It is not correct.
So based off his character in the show, I don't know how much of it is based off real. I'm gonna say a reading addict.
Reading addict. Yes, he is a novelist. He wrote the novels, according to his bio. Mm-hmm. American Drifter and Everlast. And also says the best is yet to come. Well, probably the best happened already. But
that's the right answer?
No, I'll say Rob is closer with pizza than books.
Okay. Is he a burger addict?
Okay, you're in the family, but he's not a burger addict.
Pizza and burger. Burgers in the family. Is he a... Is a steak addict?
No, he's not a steak.
Okay, how about this? How about okay? Yeah, I think I got it. Could he be a pasta addict?
Okay. No, he's not a pasta addict.
All right. So is it cooking? The whole field.
It's something you would ingest. It's something you ingest. A part of something you'd ingest. It's in the food family.
What about a taco?
Yeah, not a bad guess. Also, maybe if he was on like Bumble. Taco addict, husband, father, and taco addict.
Yeah. What is it?
It's sugar. He's a sugar addict.
We would have been guessing for a long time.
I think coffee would have been a good guess also.
Sugar addict.
Like a lot of people would put coffee in there. Pizza, coffee probably.
Yeah, I'd go coffee over pizza or sugar.
Yeah, but sugar, he's a sugar addict. So it doesn't matter to him what form the sugar is.
I mean, if you're a sugar addict, coffee's a great delivery system.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did you notice in the show, one of the big things One Tree Hill likes to do is they like to cut from one scene to the next with the same word that finishes or the same phrase.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. They do like to do that a lot.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a fun thing to do on a podcast too. Mm-hmm. Rob finishes a sentence as a key, right, so now, starts it up with that.
That is a great idea.
Ideas from this episode include a wild dream sequence, Brian.
Ryan thinks that dream sequences are sometimes overdone and can be played out.
Out of left field comes this crazy scene where Lucas goes to meet up with Brooke, and like they're supposed to be in high school. She has her own apartment.
Apartments.com is a sponsor of this podcast. Find out what everybody is doing on the move at apartments.com. For more information, visit apartments.com/RHAP.
That's a little left field. That's a little with Pete. I think that killed it.
Okay. Yeah. But let me just go back to the dream sequence, because this was insane. It was like five different times somebody woke up from a dream and it was somebody else's dream.
Yeah, this is our first introduction to the show. Is right. Like five different dreams. There's dudes like
the Russian doll every combination. Of dreaming. Yeah.
There's a lot of dream sequences, a lot of things that you're not sure if when they're happening, if it's real. Like even when like big stuff happens, you're like, is this actually happening? Because there's even like a shooting sequence that happens at the end of the show that they play off as a dream sequence, but then it's revealed it's not a dream sequence. So they like to mess with timing and reality.
Akiva, do you ever have a dream and then you wake up and it's still the dream?
I wake up and it's still the dream, and then I have to wake up a second time?
Yeah.
I think I have had a dream and like been conscious the whole time that it's a dream, but I don't think the opposite has happened, where I've woken up and I'm still in the dream.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't think it happens very often. Mm-hmm. I think it has happened before. Do you ever have a dream that you're podcasting?
It's not like the main part of my dreams, but I'm sure it's happened. I haven't been remembering my dreams recently, honestly.
Hmm.
Well, I'll be dreaming about One Tree Hill tonight, so
that's true.
Look forward to.
Yeah. Okay. Akiva, you have anything else from this episode?
Well, I just want to know, so like, how does she have her own apartment, this Brooke? Like, if she's a junior in high school or whatever.
So, it's implied at first that her parents are helping pay for it. There's not a lot of parent supervision on a lot of the characters, even the ones like that have one of
their dads are out freaking homiciding people.
Yeah, like Peyton's dad goes off on business trips all the time. Brooke's parents are usually never there. So there's not a lot of strong adult supervision. But I think her parents are paying for it. And then at times they also get jobs. I don't think apartment renting is that expensive in North Carolina. Well, I guess Rob would have more insight
North
on
Carolina.
That.
Yeah.
How expensive the realty
scene. It depends
there.
How long your lease is.
Did this make you like, hey, this is so cool. I'm in North Carolina. This is in North
Carolina. I
didn't
notice anything that seemed...
North Carolina-y?
Yeah.
Well, basketball.
I guess
North Carolina basketball.
I think they have like a Tree Hill like walking tour somewhere. I don't know where it is in North Carolina, but somewhere. Because it is filmed.
All right. All right, that's a sweet date for you and Nicole.
Okay, yeah. All right, fly on down, Brian.
Okay. Go to the mall where Brooke first sees Close Over Bros happening. It's a big spot.
Okay,
it is a good lesson also. So he goes into her apartment. He sees her like having cheated the previous night with Chris Keller still in her bed. So I think the lesson is like if you cheat on your boyfriend and you haven't like another guy still in your apartment, lock the at least front door of your apartment so he can't just walk in the middle of the night.
Doors always unlocked in Tree Hill is another common theme. People walking in people's bedrooms and houses all
I'd
the
say
time.
There's no crime, but the freaking mayor / dad of the best two basketball players in town is murdering his own brother during a school shooting.
Yep.
So I know of at least two crimes committed in this town. There's probably more.
Lock your doors. There's some crazy people that show up in Tree Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The name of this episode is called Champagne for My Real Friends, Real Pain for My Sham Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Creative name. I don't know what it means, but it's, fun.
Hmm. Is that what you say, Akiva?
I don't have any sham friends.
Yeah.
But I think
would you wish them real pain?
I don't wish anybody real pain. It is a quote from the famous Irish painter Francis Bacon.
Hmm.
Or attributed to him, at least. Hmm. And that's where they got it from. I don't know, what the naming, the episode naming policy is in the show. But
yeah, I don't think there's not, a common thing, starting with the or something like that. I think it's kind of just all over the place.
Yeah. Okay, Brian, do you have a One Tree Hill quiz for Uncle Kiwi and me?
I do. So, One Tree Hill goes through a lot of crazy plot lines that some are very hard to believe even when you're watching. So, I thought it'd be fun. I'd read you, I have 10 plot lines, and you'll have to guess whether they are real or fake.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we going back and forth, or are we working together?
I think you can work together.
Okay.
You work together. Great. And I thought if I win, I think maybe set the over-under at maybe 6.5, 7.5, something like that. Something around there.
Pass, fail.
I think we could play for a share of AMC.
Okay. All right. Oh, boy. Okay.
So, one share of AMC. What's AMC at now?
I think it's at $58 as of close on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. And you famously own like 10% of the company.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So it's a little under the cameo price for Deb. So
yeah.
Almost get there.
All right.
Almost get there.
Okay.
All right. So the all these plot lines are real. There's just what is the question whether they happen in One Tree Hill or some other show, movie, or something like that.
Okay.
That's the only hint I'll give. All right. So the first one. While on a recruiting trip in Europe as a sports agent, Nathan gets kidnapped by the mafia in retaliation for him trying to recruit one of their players to be his client.
Hmm. So
the mafia is a basketball team.
So for this to happen, Nathan would have to go into being a sports agent, go to Europe, and get kidnapped by the mafia. That seems like we're really losing the plot here on One Tree Hill.
Like, he didn't make the NBA, so he goes to, like, Slovenia to play some ball.
But he's an agent?
Oh, and then, also? Like, it doesn't work out, so now he becomes an agent.
Yeah. I think this is false.
Okay. We'll say false.
That is a true plot line
in
the final season of One Tree Hill.
Hmm.
Yep.
I know they skip ahead in time.
So, that the way this ends, this is the other murder that Dan Scott does. This is how he redeems himself. He kills the people kidnapping Nathan to save him. And
so, they go with, like, a Taken plot line?
Mm-hmm. He arrives back in Tree Hill. He's kidnapped, held hostage, held for ransom.
Okay.
And Dan Scott comes to the rescue.
All right.
So, he murders his brother, but then he makes up for it by murdering a guy who wants to murder his son. And
exactly.
He, like, redeems himself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
What a character. Right.
Number two. On spring break, the gang travels to Tijuana, but things take a dark turn when Peyton nearly dies overdosing on drugs.
Hmm. That's pretty basic.
Let's talk through the game mechanics here, because if it sounds plausible, then we'd say, well, it sounds like it could happen.
Right.
But Brian's like, actually, this happened on Dawson's Creek.
Right. And people will be mad if I say, like, the last one was true. This is probably going to be false. So I'm not going to say that.
Hmm. But I feel like that the too basic could be.
Yeah, I agree. I'm leaning false.
Okay, we'll say false.
It is false. This happened in the OC.
Yeah,
this happened in the OC.
What a great show!
Tijuana.
One for one, or one and one.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Number three. Peyton has a stalker who pretends to be her long lost brother, and locks Peyton and Brooke in a basement, forcing them to fight for their lives, only to be saved by Peyton's actual long lost brother.
No, I don't know if this is a giveaway, but when he says fight for their lives, are they fighting with each other? Is it like some sort of
match?
Yeah,
fighting,
like,
the kidnapper?
Like,
fighting,
well, I'll let one of you out. Whoever wins the fight.
Yeah. I had the same idea. I thought
fighting the kidnapper to save themselves.
One must go from this earth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Was it John? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Long lost brother. Yeah, I think this sounds so implausible that it's probably real.
Yeah, I think I would.
That's probably happening.
Yeah, I'd say true.
Yep. Bingo. Got that one right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we always miss the first one, and then we get
that's our shtick.
Decode.
All right, number four. While facing money problems, Nathan gets caught up in a point shaving scandal.
I feel like sounds certainly plausible, but not as of the many in 187 episodes.
Right.
Doesn't feel like
season one. I could see it have happened.
Yeah, season one, episode two.
Well, I don't know how much betting there is on high school basketball.
Right, that's why I'm saying that I feel like it's so. Okay. It sounds like such a basic plot line that I think it has to be false.
All right, let's go false.
This is true. When does this happen? This happens in season four. This is why Nathan loses his Duke scholarship. He's supposed to go to Duke.
Mm. So he shaves points in high school basketball.
He does. He does almost through the playoffs.
Now there's no gambling on high school basketball anywhere in this country, even now.
Well, not legally, but this was
so there was a fake line, and he shaved points. There's probably only two people on earth betting on it. Okay, I got it.
Was it Chester?
What line did Chester get? Did he get 4.5?
I could see in the 32 fans patron chat somebody be like, hey, anybody have a line on this high school game today?
I beat Bill and Cousin Sal on the Tree Hill High School basketball lines.
Yes, the Lions high school playoff edition.
And so, was that two and two. Number five. While studying for an exam, a man tries to attack Brooke, but is rescued by Lucas, who kills him, and they have to get rid of the body.
All right, say it again.
While studying for an exam, a man tries to attack Brooke, but is rescued by Lucas, who kills him, and they have to get rid of the body.
I feel like this is Friday Night Lights, Akiva.
Yeah, I think this is false.
Yeah, I'll say false.
That is false. That is Friday Night Lights. That is the great Landry.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Got that one perfect.
Okay.
All right. Number six. In retaliation for sleeping with his wife, Dan hires a woman to fall in love with his brother Keith and leave him at the altar.
Before he kills him.
Oh, so the brother that he killed, his brother did sleep with his wife.
Well, I don't know. Is this a real story or not?
Do you know that?
Assuming this is true. Like, or is Brian now trying to justify the murder in hindsight by letting us know this?
I don't know. I feel like that then this is too, like, if... So his say it again. The brother slept with his wife.
Brother slept with Dan's wife, and in retaliation, Dan hires a woman to fall in love with Keith.
No,
and leave
him
at the altar.
I'm pretty sure this is Jared Kushner. I think this is false, right?
Going with false?
I think this is false.
This is true. This is true. This
what?
Is one of the steps that eventually does lead to the murder. So. There's the this, and then...
So, his brother had an affair with his wife?
Sleeps with
so
Deb.
He hired another woman to go and then seduce him, and then go to a wedding, and then not marry him? That you should have had this woman marry him.
It was the great Maria Menounos played that role. Yeah. So then after this, so someone tries to kill Dan... And Dan is convinced it's Keith in retaliation for this. And then that is why Dan kills Keith. I told you, very dramatic stuff.
Yeah.
All right, number seven.
Sorry, that one's on me, Akiva. Were you going to say true?
That's all right. I don't know. These are hard. These are hard.
Mm-hmm. Number seven. Dan needs a new heart due to a medical condition and gets alerted that one is ready for him. But when he arrives at the hospital, the delivery man trips over, knocking the heart on the ground, only to be eaten by a dog.
That's hilarious. I'm going to say false. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, that sounds like that's a sitcom.
Mm-hmm. That happened on King of Queens.
Nope, that happened on One Tree Hill. That happened on One Tree Hill. That is true.
Dog ate a heart.
Dog ate his heart.
Oh, my God. But he eventually gets a heart, we know, because he lives to the final episode to do
now, hold on, I have to buy you a share of AMC and Akiva gets off with nothing?
No, I think it's a combined effort.
Okay.
It's a combined effort. Yeah.
All right.
Don't worry, I'll split all the profits.
Yes, okay. We will do it, but you have to get in line behind all the other people we owe prizes to.
So I'll wait. Don't worry. All right. Three
we're
going
to wait for
more.
It to come back down to six.
Yeah, buy it at six. There you go. Wait for the crash. Smart move. All right. Number eight. While doing play-by-play, Mouth discovers his girlfriend is cheating on him, and it sends him on a drunken meltdown live on air, causing him to be fired.
Hmm.
Ooh, I like that. I would watch that scene. I'm going to say true. What do you think, Rob?
Been a lot of true answers in a row.
Is that what they call Mouth? Because he's the announcer?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Podcast
Mouth.
Announcer, the whole
so thing. Mouth has to have a girlfriend, and then he gets drunk on air. Like it doesn't seem like something Mouth would do.
It is impractical. Hold on. Let's say false. This is this plot of Brockmire.
Yeah.
This is the plot of Brockmire.
This is Brockmire. There you go. Man,
that's what I'm in the Brockmire. Then I was, that's the game.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Number nine. The nanny that Haley and Nathan hire becomes obsessed with Nathan and their son Jamie and kidnaps Jamie, hoping to raise him for her own.
Okay. So Nathan marries Haley.
Mm-hmm.
That's a spoiler. But Nathan marries Haley.
It happens. It is current in season three.
Oh, okay. Fine.
They married young. Yes.
They married in season one, actually.
Wait. But isn't Nathan still in high school?
Yep. They get married in junior year of high school.
We've
and they
covered
have a kid together by senior year.
Okay. And do they stay together the whole series?
This is the most tumultuous time in their relationship, but after this, yes.
Wait, so like in this whole show of drama, they're just like the two, like the second and third main characters are married the entire series, even from high school? That's why.
Yeah, well, I mean, they go through stuff. Nathan gets kidnapped. There's a point shaving scandal. They go through their issues. But as a couple, they stand strong.
Okay. Do you think there's a child kidnapping scene, Rob?
I think so.
Okay, let's say false. Let's say true.
Yep, that is true. She attempts to kidnap her at Lucas's wedding of another character. So,
okay.
Encouragement. Yep. All right, last one. Dan marries Rachel and goes on a speaking tour about hope and forgiveness in an attempt to rehabilitate his image.
Now, Dan is the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel is like one of the high school girls.
Yep.
But she's eventually the redhead. She's the redhead. In this episode, she
the basketball
is,
girl.
Yeah, takes off her top and blocks Akiva's, with the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Danielle. Danielle with D-A-N-N-E-E-L.
Okay. And what does she do? She does what?
She marries her, Dan.
And they go on a speaking tour about hope and forgiveness.
Well, I don't think she's on that much of the show. I can't mention that Dan has other wives. I don't think Dan left the show to go on a speaking tour. So I kind of feel like that's false.
Final answer?
Wait, no, let me ask Akiva what he thinks.
I think it's weird. I mean, he's got to be like 40 years older than her, 35 years older than her.
Yeah.
I just don't think, I'm not, like, not saying it's impossible, especially if she's, but when she's in high school, it's unlikely. This would have to happen later in the series.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember, he does have Nathan at a high school age, so he's not that much older than everyone.
I'm leaning false here.
We'll say false.
It is true. He goes on this tour after he gets out of prison for killing Keith. This is how he tries to save himself.
So their friend becomes their stepmom, both of their stepmoms.
Yep. She becomes their stepmom.
Okay. Yeah. And how does that relationship end well?
It does not. Dan eventually leaves Rachel, but he saves Nathan's image a little bit because a woman comes forward claiming that Nathan slept with her. He gets her to admit that it was false.
Now, did she date either of the brothers before this happened?
She tried to date, really, she tried to date both of them. She tried more to date Lucas, but nothing really worked out. And then she dated Mouth for a little while.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Fun quiz.
Anything else? One Tree Hill.
I don't think so. I love that it made it on the wheel. I think that, like, this type of show, I think it's just this category, this teen drama category is ripe for
fun
entertainment.
This was very fun. I didn't know if the episode when I was watching, I'm like, oh, this is like a lot of like minutia, but to actually like macro big picture, the series was fun.
Okay.
Yeah. At any given episode, there's just so much that you don't even know. Like,
yeah, this show is insane.
At what given point that there's so much to unpack.
Yeah. Okay. And we didn't even meet the most evil character.
Yeah, didn't even meet Dan Scott.
He directed this episode.
Just his mustache.
Okay. So, Brian, are you sticking around for the mailbag this week?
Yeah, what else I got going on?
Okay.
No more shows to binge, so here we are.
All right. So, Akiva, anything else? One Tree Hill?
No, this was fun. I had a good time.
Okay. So, we're going to take...
binge all 187
episodes.
Yeah,
probably not, right? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have Brian Cohen, and we'll talk about this week's mailbag, your ideas, and more, and spin the wheel, all here on episode 136 of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up!
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Stopping off now!
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Yes, the mailbag is back once again, as promised, episode 136. Akiva, how's it rolling?
It's rolling great. I'm excited to have a mailbag. I thought that was very fun with Brian. We got a lot of ideas. I posted, like I said last week, I would a mailbag form on Twitter.
Yes.
We got a bunch of ideas. I also did it like an hour ago, so we had certainly more than enough for this week.
Okay.
But I'll repost it on Monday.
By the way, that I just want to mention, if anybody missed it this week, I got to talk with Akiva and Brian's challenge wrap up co-host, Ali Lasher, earlier this week.
The Alpha.
About
the Alpha.
Said the Alpha, the celebrity dating game.
Yeah. Yeah. The show stunk, but I enjoyed podcasting with you and Ali.
The podcast or the show we recap?
No, the show was good. I enjoyed the podcast. The television show was bad. The podcast good, TV show bad.
I like the belly to belly reference you had, Akiva.
Belly to belly. Yeah, you were the only person who said that so
far. Yep, I understood it.
Yes. Okay.
Rob, you're not a John Sterling guy?
The Yankees lose. No, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a fan.
John Sterling should come on our Robin Akiva Watch Soaps. He's like the biggest like soap opera fan. That's like his one.
Is he really?
I think he like lives alone and just watches soap operas. He's like a weird guy. Yeah.
What does he do during day games? He just DVRs them?
I guess I mean, he makes a lot of money. He's been the Yankees announcer for decades. He probably can afford a DVR. Yeah.
He's wild. He's like 88 years old or something. He's like, it's wild.
Wow.
Still doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Akiva.
Yes.
What do you got in mind for the mailbag this week?
Okay.
Last week, I believe we put a lot of stuff through after we were backed up.
Yeah, we were very backed up. We put a bunch of stuff through. We have a lot of things like about to go through. So let's see if we can let's see if we could continue that trend or more likely say no to a lot of things this week.
Let's have some optimism.
Brian Cohen's a like shot blocker, or do you think he's going to like put a lot of stuff through?
I don't think. In fact, he said that we should take a shot at the mailbag and we'll be blindfolded the whole time. And his shirt will be off when we...
could you imagine we did the blindfold mailbag and when we came back on the Zoom that Brian had his top off?
This is why I do audio-only podcasts for the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So Josh Pizza Guy says...
Akiva, you've done a podcast with your top off, right?
Not on video.
Yeah, not on video. Sure, not on video. That's often why you're not on video.
Yes, that is true. Well, now you're really painting me into a corner.
Did you get Lucas too, or were you denied? Can I get Lucas?
I missed the shot. Okay. Robin Akiva Lawyer Up is what Josh the Pizza Guy's idea is called.
Uh-oh.
He says, I love the Great Debate episode, and I think this podcast is similar but unique enough to be its own episode. Robin Akiva pretend to be lawyers and both represent different clients in different cases. And we presented with evidence on the spot and have to argue to win the case. Hope you guys like it. So we did great debates where a team of people had us. What was it? Melissa Denny, LaTanya, and AJ.
Yeah, AJ was the moderator. Sure,
he was the moderator. We had debates and they decided who won. This would be more of a court case, and we'd be the lawyers.
Yeah.
Robin
is it like fictional characters? Is it?
Is it real life people's problems?
Is it like a real famous case? Is it fictional? Is it right? Or is it, those are the three options. Or is it like silly problems? Like one of us argues for, because one of the problems we have is sometimes people are like, hey, I have this argument with my husband, my boyfriend, whatever. And then that person won't come on the show or it's too hard to get them. But this could be like, we'll solve the problem for you by being the, like, I'll argue your side. Mm-hmm. And maybe they could even like send us their side, you know, like, I'm your lawyer.
But that'd make Rob us more judges, right?
Well, obviously, you would each have to argue a side. You would need a judge to rule. I think that would...
we're not the judges. We're the lawyers, and then there would be a judge.
Yeah. I feel like we tried that once before.
We tried being lawyers?
No. I don't know.
We tried the debate. You tried the debate. It's pretty similar.
To me, I just feel like that I'd put it in the waiting room. Yeah. Like it needs to be workshopped
if someone dropped a great case for us to do it, then I would immediately you know what I mean? Like, hey, that's the perfect case. Let's put it in the waiting room. And if someone has a case for us, I think it's a good premise, but it has, you know, one or two cases that have to be case specific and not put the idea on first and worry about the case later.
Mm-hmm. Silly real life issues would
that's
be the
what
way
I would want. I would want a silly real life issue. Like someone is, you know, someone snores too loud or something. I don't know. Okay. Rob and Akiva make up a guy. This is from Dan Sinensky.
Rob and Akiva make up a guy.
Make up a guy. So Dan says, the internet is full of trends. See Renap 106 viral challenge tournament. The guy who came up with the episode, he says, is really cool. And slang. See Rob and Akiva 24 millennial boot camp. It's full of trends. the intersection of these two phenomenons is types of people. Dan is talking about nice guys, e-girls, soft boys, visco girls, falafel boys. You know what any of those things are? I know it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what a nice guy is.
Yeah.
I know a nice guy. E-girl, okay. I don't know what it is, but I've heard of it. Visco, I think, is like knockoff Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know what a falafel boy is?
Yeah, it's a joke. It's a joke. That if you... falafel is a nicer F word.
Okay. All right, fine. Yeah, falafel was a famous backgammon player who took my friend for a lot of money once. Mm-hmm. I believe he's no longer with us. He's like one of the great backgammon players of all time. Anyway, Robin Akiva have a golden opportunity to take up with it, to come up with a new person based on existing traits that have yet to be assigned and be trailblazers in the exciting field of guy making up.
Guy making, like, but what are we doing with this guy? Is it like, are we like going to catfish? Yeah, like, make it like a Twitter profile?
No, we're not catfishing. We're creating a brand. Like, instead of nice guys, what if it was like,
we're making up a new guy, like
Cross Bros and all these things. We're coming up with a guy, and we're going to sort of make it go viral, become popular. Do you have any guy ideas? It could be a girl. Your guy idea could be a girl also, because half his examples were girls.
Hmm.
Like, there's Hot Girl Summer.
Yeah, what if it was, I don't know if this is a whole episode.
I don't think so, too. But I don't even.
I think this would be good in like the grab bag.
Yeah, the variety pack.
But what do you think? Is there a guy we could come up with here?
Hmm. Well, what would be like the blend between you two? Can you come up with a guy that's like a blend of Rob and Akiva? Yeah.
Podcast guy?
What about a mayo guy?
Mayo guy? What is mayo guy? Puts mayo on everything?
Everything. He just puts mayo on everything.
Who's a mayo guy?
Not Chappelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hates mayo. I don't know. Like, well, I don't know. But whoever is a mayo guy would become a new mayo person.
But what do we do with that? Like, we're going to popularize mayo guy?
Mayo guy could become popular.
How? There's not enough people that are mayo guys.
What about goldfish girls?
Goldfish girls? Are there a lot of goldfish girls that have like a little plastic baggie of goldfish?
So it's like girls who always get goldfish,
moms?
But then they're probably not moms. Well, ideally, like my idea, they would not be moms because it's like, they're always getting new goldfish, but then the goldfish, like, there was like, ooh, this is the one that's going
to
last.
Oh, I went right to, like, the cracker. There are women, you're saying, that always buy a goldfish?
Oh, I went to the cracker,
too. Always buying the goldfish. I mean, in theory, like, maybe a goldfish girl could like, lean into it and also buy goldfish crackers. But this is, like, you're actually buying, like, a new goldfish every week. And, like, this is the one that's finally going to make it.
But so I think the idea...
a serial killer of goldfish?
Yeah.
No, I mean, goldfish have
I think
a
you want something that people are actually doing. You're making up like a very specific thing that nobody is doing.
There's got to be a lot of like characteristics behind. Like a lacrosse guy, you could like describe what that type of person is more than just they put mayo on their sandwich.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think there are, but couldn't we incept it into existence just by like saying that there are a lot of goldfish girls and then like there'll be new goldfish girls, but they'll actually be the first ones?
Can't say there's a lot of goldfish girls.
You don't think
girls.
There's any goldfish girls out there? What about rice cake girls?
Rice cake.
Like they're just eating rice cakes?
They like around, to eat rice cakes.
Looks like around your desk right now, Akiva. You're very specific references here.
Yeah.
Do
you have rice cakes? Do you have rice cakes?
I don't, but it is like a snack sometimes.
Yeah, I do like to eat rice cakes. I like flavored ones. I don't like to talk about food, but I do eat a lot of rice cakes.
Is cinnamon your preferred rice cake flavor?
No.
That sounds
what's
gross.
What's your rice cake flavor?
My favorite one is caramel.
I think I've had it. I think cinnamon was like, at least for a while, the most popular of the rice cake flavors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cinnamon.
Yeah. Good.
Never had
caramel. And I very much recommend caramel rice crisps.
Okay.
New sponsor coming to RHAP.
What, new Rob on the East Coast? Now he talks about food.
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
How's that North Carolina barbecue?
I haven't had it yet. No, I eat the same exact food that I ate in California.
Uh-huh. Is it just as good in North Carolina?
Yes, because it's cheaper.
No, that is true. That is, yes. It tastes better because it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Let's get into the new ideas. Those were existent ideas. Let's open up the mailbag form. Rob and Akiva get loony. This is from Tim Flynn. Rob and Akiva watch 8 to 10 Looney Tunes shorts and talk about them for a few minutes each. Let's say it's 5 minutes. Yeah. Once the 5 minutes are up, they move on to the next one. They can comment on the shorts themselves. What is not held up in the last 70 years.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a lot of that. Like, a lot of the Looney Tunes characters, like, recently have been, like, Pepe Le Pew and Speedy Gonzalez. And so,
you're worried about the cancellation of the Looney Tunes.
Right. I kind of like the idea of, like, if we could avoid sort of, like, the really, like, hot button ones that are, like, people are, upset about, want to have.
We could avoid them.
What about creating new Looney Tunes, like based off today's world? Could you create characters that would be the new Looney Tunes?
Do this in conjunction with Space Jam 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could do that. We could create some new Looney Tunes, maybe watch some old Looney Tunes. Are we podcasting about Space Jam 2, though?
Well, it's one of our bets.
It is one of our bets. It is sort of like on the... it's like on the Robin Akiva radar, but I don't know if we're... By the way, Mike and Puya, I don't know if you saw this. They got together. Did not have a race.
Did not have a race. But I was there too.
I was there too.
Oh yeah, that's right. You were there. Did you try and encourage them to maybe start racing?
Did you have a stopwatch on either of them?
I brought it up. I think I got ignored. Mm-hmm. I brought it up. Well, I tried to.
It would have been funnier, I think. Like in my mind, this is going to happen at a track, and there's going to be a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. It would have been funnier if it happened in Midtown Mad.
It would be. Mm-hmm. Just running up second half.
Yeah, that is just like the funniest place for a race.
Wouldn't it be the craziest thing happening in the streets of Manhattan anyway, so people wouldn't even notice.
Probably not the craziest thing that happened when at the get together. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you watch a Looney Tune?
Well, it's all on HBO Max.
HBO Max. You just like watch random Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I think all the other ones are there.
If I log into HBO Max,
Which you hate doing,
I had to like log in from a computer, and then once I did that, then it seemed like everything was working okay. Well, my wife was like,
good. I bet the classics are on YouTube, Rob. Yeah. The Looney classics.
What you think do I do? No, she was like, I want to watch something on HBO Max. I'm like, well,
was it The Sopranos?
No.
Okay.
Good guess, though. Okay. So Looney Tunes, Looney Tunes show. Okay. So they do Looney Tunes. They have season one. Oh, yeah. This is like all the way back to like black and white ones.
Yeah. They got the whole catalog there.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
We should watch season like 3, episode 7. It doesn't seem like it's not there. It must have been very offensive.
Yeah. All right, we'll look.
It goes from season 6 to episode 6 to episode 8.
Oh, what? Wow. If it's like the,
is that the only one missing? Like,
no, that's the only. No, there are several that are. So that it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 13. 15, 16,
maybe there's a
18,
copyright strike in there.
19, 20, 22,
wow.
23. So I bet.
The mystery.
I bet we'll some of them got.
We'll oh my God.
Someone find out.
The plug pulled.
Some of the other ones are really bad. What could have possibly happened in that one episode?
I don't know. We'll find out when we watch it on when we put it in the fishbowl. All right. Nick in Ottawa. Nick from Ottawa. This is called Robin Akiva's BS Book Club.
Okay.
Robin and Akiva each pick a classic
a Bill
book
Simmons
that they have
book?
Never read. There are two of those. They have never read or once read long ago. Using an outside plot synopsis, they will each have to explain the plot of the book while fielding questions or specific details from the other host. They must BS as best as they can through the details, and at the end we find out if they've even read the book or not. Well, this would work better if we didn't each hear this already.
Yeah. Right.
Now you've spoiled it. You should have like, I wonder if there's an idea where someone could like each send it to us separately and we don't know like.
I like the idea of you guys having to pretend you watched or read something and play it. How off about like this? You did.
Would you like to would you want to read, some Hemingway book or something?
Let me improve this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have people come in and we have to deduce if they have read or have not read said book.
Classic.
So it's like, all right, here is Karen from Canada, and she is talking about Catcher in the Rye. Okay, and we're talking about that.
And is that Catcher with a K for the Karen from Canada?
Yes. And then okay. And so then we're trying. We each have like three questions, and we have to find out like, did she read the book or is she BSing us?
I like it. And what's it called? Like Robin Akiva. Something about the classics. Robin Akiva have a book club.
Booking Bluff Club.
That's like, why not it's just like Robin Akiva book club? But it's like, our version of book club is just asking people.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
I like the book club. All right. Mm-hmm. We need someone to run this, but I like it.
Okay.
Maybe it does sound like a Karen from Canada idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into that. And it's like, three people have read some Shakespeare nonsense, and then we have to decide which of them has actually read it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't be like, no, this person's lying. They can't like explain why the other person.
Well, I think that it's just I think it's just a yes no. I don't think we're going to waste people on the same books.
Yeah, no, so I know,
like,
but
seven different people come through.
I think it'd be like, well, they, you know, that person, whatever. Like, that was, cars weren't even invented, so Shakespeare could not have, like, had a car chase or something.
Well, what? I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. The listeners don't know. Okay. So, fine. So, we're putting them in the waiting room. If someone wants to run that, I think that is a fun idea. Rob and Akiva have a book club.
Okay.
But the book club is people lying and pretending that they read the book. How about this? Rob and Akiva record a commentary from Kyle C.
Yes, I like this.
Instead of recapping a movie that shows up on the wheel, why not, Kyle says, record a commentary. The listeners can listen to the podcast while watching the movie and feel like they're watching it with you. You could do this for the next movie from the diaper. Choose
okay.
an entirely new
so,
movie. I think the original Space Jam, he says, mm-hmm. would be a good choice.
Yeah, I think it needs to be a movie that's iconic that people could potentially listen as, people are like, aren't synced up. But should it be something that's like that people have done before, like The Wizard of Oz?
No, I don't think it should be specifically The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
I just don't want to watch The Wizard of Oz.
Why? Too scary?
Not too scary. That has never been for me.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not a Wizard of Oz guy.
Maybe do The Last Fast and the Furious.
I mean, we're already doing so much on The Fast and the Furious. I think that's a good idea. I think we do have to pick the right movie for
it. Pick a short movie.
This guy suggests Space Jam.
Space Jam 1?
Like, why not at this point? Yeah, why not at this point just do Space Jam 2? Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever recorded the commentary of like a new movie? You know, it's usually classic, like Citizen mm-hmm. Kane.
Yeah.
People record.
I think that
we're
up for it, but we need to find the right film.
Yeah, what's the right movie? But I'm happy, and then we could even like people could watch it at the same time as us. I think it's like I think there are ways we could definitely have fun with this idea. It is a good idea, but we're not
maybe
ready
we do
to
a live one.
Yet.
Do it live,
Brian. Do you have a suggestion for the movie?
I gotta think there's gotta be something that has deep connection to you two.
I have a good idea, but
yeah.
Rob's not gonna like it. It's too long.
What is it?
Titanic.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's not. A good
idea. I think it'll be very fun to do Titanic as the commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just like the second half.
Can we do the mailbag during the movie?
Yes. Oh yeah, we can do the mailbag. That's a good idea. We can do the mailbag during the episode.
As,
also.
As the ship is going down, you start.
Yeah.
Doing the
maybe
mailbag.
We like 2x the Gloria Stewart scenes also. How about that?
You can't 2x a commentary.
But we're like, I guess you can't. Well, we could say like everyone 2x at this.
Yeah,
exact
you think
second.
Everybody has access to 2x? That's gonna be.
What about like the Knives Out 2 coming out? Maybe the Knives Out 1. You can do that.
No, it should be a movie that is iconic and potentially terrible.
I really liked it. Someone has to beat Titanic, but I know it's too long. Oh man, I wish Titanic was an hour 35.
Yeah. Let's see what people.
All right, yeah. Pitch us ideas. I like this idea. We've discussed it very early on in the series, but
yeah, I like the idea. I think Titanic is too long.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so think of a movie like Titanic, but half the length, and we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Maybe like a quarter of the length. Titanic's like 4
quarter
and a half hours.
Of the, yeah, something ideally like 45 minutes or something.
Yeah,
Brian's saying. Okay. All right. I mean, do you want more? Are we
give
good?
Us a couple more.
We could do more. Okay, fine. This is called Robin Akiva Liars. It does not have a submitter's name. He says, or she says, not an idea, but a wheel mechanism. If this comes up, Rob will spin the wheel a second time to get to the next week's episode. Robin Akiva must record that episode while both laying down. Now, I did
why?
Not read that.
Yeah, why would we record?
I don't know. They
an
didn't
episode.
Have an explanation.
Now, Brian, I heard you record podcasts lying down.
Every once in a while. Yeah, get comfortable in bed. I'm not on video.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else going on. I'm just nice and comfortable.
How comfortable
I'm sitting in a chair all day for work.
Yeah.
Sitting in a chair for work. I mix it up. Sit in a different spot.
Sit in a different spot, I understand.
Yeah.
How do you project from a bed?
I think I project decently. I don't know. I'll have to ask people. If my voice is better off here than the Challenge Podcast, I guess I'll start doing while I'm sitting up.
I mean, do you do all the Challenge Podcasts lying down?
Sometimes I'm sitting down, sometimes lying down.
Yeah.
I mix it up. Keep it fresh for myself. Challenge goes on a long time. You got to keep it interesting.
I feel like I could tell a person who is sitting down versus lying down.
Is Akiva sitting down or lying down right now?
Why?
Am
I think
he's sitting down?
I think he's sitting down.
Yeah, I'm sitting down. I'm never standing. That's obviously for sure. I've never podcasted Thanning.
No.
This is from Jeremy. By the way, Brian, you are famously from Long Island, like myself and Rob.
Mm-hmm.
What Island do you lad. Think about us rebranding as the Long Island Lads or the Lads from Long Island?
I think dive right into that. I think Long Island mm-hmm. needs a rebranding. Long Island's what? kind of gone yeah. down the tubes a little bit. I think it needs a refresh.
What do you like better, though? Lads from Long Island or the Long Island Lads?
Long Island Lads. Yeah, yeah, that's start Rob. With the Long Island.
That's Rob.
How would you rebrand Long Island? Wide Island?
So it's not long, it's wide. I don't know. I think Long Island's kind of going down like the reputation, I feel like, of like Staten Island. I think people.
What if Nassau County seceded from Suffolk County?
I think you could say from Long Island. How will Nassau County secede from Suffolk County?
What if we like. I don't want to say war because I feel like they have way more guns. I'm trying to think. Like, I don't know. But yeah, I think if Nassau and Suffolk split. That would be that.
Akiva, you understand that they are not the same thing.
Nassau and Suffolk.
Like, do you want to actually like have them have an earthquake happen and like the San Andreas Fault open
no,
up and
split?
Like, how
split.
Do you
want
Nassau County to secede from Suffolk County?
They already
it's
are
already
split.
A different county.
Yeah, they're not different. They're not just like different states. Like, it's already pretty different.
Yeah, like, but there's no, like executive
you could say,
of
I
Long
want
Island?
Suffolk County to secede from New York State.
Is there no Long Island like all government?
I don't think there's a president on Long
there's
Island.
No yeah. Long
Island,
Island
is the
government.
President.
Yeah.
There's no Long Island government. Then, like, why are we associated with these Suffolk County people?
Because they live right next to us. They're right there. They're
okay,
the neighbors.
But like West. Yeah,
there's
Texas,
no
yeah.
like governor of Long Island.
There's no like Long Island County.
I believe Nassau County and Suffolk County.
So Long Island's like a fake thing, basically.
It's an island.
It's an island. They named it.
Yeah, but there's no like there's nothing between there's nothing. My whole world is being opened up today.
I mean, yeah. Queens is part of like is on Long Island too.
But do you hear what I'm saying? Like there is no Long Island. Like it's Nassau and Suffolk are separate things. And they're like,
this is
Long
the
Island
stupidest thing we've ever talked about.
This is very upsetting. I think people's minds have been blown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. Okay, fine. Let's read another idea from the mailbag that's not Robin Kivar liars. This is from @beingloud. She says, number one, name that tune. Robin Kivar play Name That Tune. I believe Will for America is supposed to be working on that now that he's done with the Song of the Summer 21. Hopefully, hint, hint, Will, that's next up. Second one idea she has is Robin Akiva take IQ tests. That's never been suggested before.
Robin Akiva take an IQ test. All right. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It is interesting, but you take a few tests. Like, because I don't know what you then do with the results. Like, what if it was like also like a career aptitude test and then like, like a personality test and you see the results on all of them?
Yeah. You think you've ever taken an IQ test, Rob?
I don't think so.
Would you get
my parents? I think told me I took one when I was like really young.
I mean, they do they have an IQ test you could take online?
I think they do, but I think it's a long, probably.
Maybe instead of the IQ test, take the NFL draft one.
Oh yes, the Wonderlic.
The Wonderlic.
Yeah, I think
I think it's a funny idea, but I don't think it's like funny live on the podcast.
Can you add it to the list?
Who
of
does
bets?
Better on
who
the
does better on the Wonderlic?
We could add that to the bet.
Yeah. I really would like to take the Wonderlic test because I think then we could tell people, well, we got a 47 on the Wonderlic.
So JB says, are you afraid of the dark? Season 3, episode 7. Should it be in the fishbowl?
That's scary.
Is it too spooky?
I think it'll be spooky enough. Maybe for October.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Or even just a whole genre like October. Robin and Akiva get scared. Watch like a horror movie, a season 3, episode 7.
Remind me in October.
Season 3, episode 7, are you afraid of the dark? Allison unknowingly buys an amulet from the Magic Mansion that allows her to travel through time. That doesn't sound very scary.
Depends where you go in time.
Yeah, would you buy a magic amulet, Akiva?
That stuff is too spooky for me. Any of the magic stuff is like, I don't want to know what could happen.
Not sure if
I would not. Why, would you buy a magic amulet?
Yeah, of course I would.
No, I don't think I would do it.
If there's a magic amulet that is for available for sale and I could buy it, like that seems like a no-brainer.
Where are you going in time? Where's the first stop?
Well, first of all, I don't want anybody else to go through time. I gotta stop
you're stopping time travel.
Mm. Yeah. I don't want the timeline to be screwed up.
So you're going to buy it to break it. You're going to keep it away from the dark powers.
Yeah. What if I go back to 2019 and stop COVID?
It's like the meme. Like, how would you do it?
Nobody would ever appreciate like what you did. You know what I mean? Because people would never get the props.
But I would
know. I don't know if it's worth it.
You would know,
but like no one else. You'd be like, hey, I stopped this virus. People are like, yeah, what was going to happen?
So you don't. Yeah,
but do you know how much my wife has spent on hand sanitizer, Akiva?
So it's really so
Clorox so wipes.
Like about, I thought it was like to prevent the deaths, but you're just trying to save money. I totally get it. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Van has an idea. He says the idea for this podcast would be Robin Akiva covered something by only watching the Previously Ons for said show. His idea is called Previously On Renette. Ideally, they would cover something that they'd never seen before. A guest who had seen it could join the podcast either for the show or just to let them know how wrong they were. So we're watching a bunch of Previously Ons.
So we watched the Previously and the Next On.
So I actually like this. So we would binge an entire show by watching the Previously On. But I don't want to watch like 100 Previously On.
Or even like a whole season of them, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe like an HBO show. Like it's like 10 episode seasons.
Robin Akiva watched Prestige TV. But we're just
like
can
we watch like Carnival or Deadwood or something like that?
Yeah, that's a big hit. We'll watch Carnival, just the Previously Odds.
Yeah. What do you think?
And we're watching all 10 from a season? Like, it's a lot of Previously
Odds. All right, but it wouldn't be like, I could watch 40 Previously Odds.
Yeah. Okay. Were they each like a minute and a half long at most? 2 minutes at most?
I don't know. Carnival might have long ones. I'm not sure.
Why would Carnival have long Previously Odds?
Well, the HBO shows are an hour. They have a lot of time to.
How long are the Previously Odds? All right, I'll give you some other HBO shows. Okay.
Did you watch Carnival?
No.
I will say I watched like a bunch of the first season episodes. I couldn't tell you one thing about the show.
Okay.
One person on it, one thing that happens other than it's like a traveling circus, whatever.
I think we would pretty much get the big things.
The gist of it?
Yeah.
Deadwood? Have you seen Deadwood?
No. I'd like to watch the Previously Ons for Deadwood.
Just watch the Previously
on Showtime.
Just watch the OC Previously Ons and do a podcast about that.
The OC? I don't know. The OC stands will go after us.
Yeah. Let's see. What that Brian, you like this idea?
Actually, I do think it'll be pretty funny. Especially
I think
if it's
we need the right show. I think Carnival is funny to say, but I don't think people care about.
What about Last Week Tonight?
Just John Oliver's like Previously On.
I don't think he
they
does.
Do a Previously On John Oliver.
What about Arliss?
I mean, Arliss is funny.
I don't think they do Previously On on Arliss.
It is a little similar to that book idea too.
What about Hung?
Like in the blanks.
Previously On Hung.
I think it's only like 3 seasons. I don't know if they have a Hung like earnest finale.
A Hung or yeah, we'd have to do all 3 seasons of Hung.
What about Ballers?
Can I ask a question about Hung?
Sure.
Have you ever seen it?
I've seen episodes of it.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you see the guy's junk?
I don't think so. Like, I don't think you ever see it. I think it's more like Jaws. I think you just
got it.
Like
got it. Well, Jaws, you do. I believe. See
did
the
you
sharp
see the sharp, but
the
never the whole thing. I don't think.
I hear you.
Yeah. Okay. So,
and you're probably not going to see it in the Previously Ons anyway. So,
yeah, Brian, you ever watch Hung?
Just the first couple episodes.
Yeah, I thought it would be better.
Yeah, didn't grab me.
I thought it would be more about like
maybe that's what the lady were saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, what about Weeds?
I saw it already. Not all of it, but like
I think Hung is a good one.
Hung is good. Right, see if you could beat Hung for next week. If not, we'll put that.
Yeah. Is the episode called Robin Akiva or Hung? Okay.
I think just for that, it has to go there.
Yeah, all 30 right. episodes, Akiva. Three seasons.
So much.
30
That's
episodes.
It's
Thomas
like
Jane stars as an underpaid high school teacher who hatches a plan to make the most of his plus size package.
I think they thought that would be like a big hit. I'm shocked it made it more than one season, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever heard one person talk about watching that show.
Yeah. We'll call it
even like HBO completists.
Robin Akiva are Hung the short version.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. On that note, you wanna get to the wheel?
Unhung. Yeah.
Unhung?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Brian, did you have any suggestions for the wheel? Anything else?
Nope. I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm rooting for more episodes of just you two. weird coming from someone who's a guest on the show. But
okay, here let's get pumped up for the wheel a little bit here.
What I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I peace of mind. I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I peace of mind.
Okay, now I feel pumped up for spinning the wheel.
I think that's kind of the new wheel theme music.
Now, I don't want to be busting people's bubble, but I think next week will be a unique wheel spin.
Why?
Because of our... I spoke to Sam Moore.
Yes.
And we have to record at a very specific time next week, which is like the middle of the day. And yeah. Unlike when we used to record in the middle of the day, I think it's Thursday.
You have a one window where we can do this.
No. Now, Rob is sort of painting me as the person giving one window. I don't know if people know this, but Rob is too big time. Chester and Allie, not too big time. Rob's too big time to even set the record date with me these days.
It's an alpha move.
It's an alpha move. I go just through Sam. So whereas
I don't even know what I'm recording most days.
You just show up.
I'm like, wait, what am
sometimes
I looking at today?
Sometimes you watch
today?
Like a crappy movie, but it's like it's the 90 Day Fiancé podcast that you have to scramble.
Yeah.
Now, no, I was given a time by Sam and said, does this work? One time I said, of course, sure. They call me Bobby Flexible. Yeah. I do whatever people want.
Yeah.
So no, I did not give one time. I was given one time and I was happy to do it.
Here's the thing about me that I think that the difference is that I think Sam is giving you the optimal time and you know, I will do whatever it takes to get the podcast in.
Okay. Well,
I have a veto in my pocket. If so, for whatever reason something comes up that I was like, oh, there's no way I could fit that in this week, I'll use the veto.
I think we should try for this week because I think you might have to use five vetoes. I just think there's so many of the current episodes that we can't do on Thursday afternoon.
Let's see what happens. Okay.
You don't think we should? Because I think we should take off like three ideas beforehand and say like, not you won't have to physically take them up, but say like if this comes up, it's not eligible. Like I don't think we could pull off the Kelly White wedding at 1 o'clock on Thursday.
If worse comes to worse. Then we will say, we'll be back in 2 weeks for
we just missed
Kelly
like
White's
7
wedding.
Weeks.
I think that that to me is more like if a worst case scenario comes up and it's Kelly White's wedding, let's just do it in 2 weeks. It's 4th of July. It'll be 4th of July. I think 4th of July would be the second week. But whatever. Like we'll just figure out a time to do it.
The wheel knows best.
The wheel tell us.
The wheel knew when the Country Hill podcast was
coming. See. Let's see what happens.
Let the wheel push it.
We have a veto.
No, I don't like this. But I'll go along with it. I'm being alpha'd here.
Brian, do you think this is going to be a big... If something comes up where it's a major issue...
I know what's on the wheel. I know there's like three or four ideas.
All right, let's talk it through. All right. Well, season 3, episode 7 we just did. We have the coin flip. No problem. Crappy movie diaper. No problem.
Zero.
People's choice. That could get tricky.
No, because we could say, like, there's no episode if you...
Sequel mechanism is the census. Not that
That's
problem.
Okay. No, we could definitely do that. We could definitely
Robin and Akiva get trekked. Could be a tough week to land Jessica.
I don't think we could get Jess in the middle of the day. Yeah.
Sex and Akiva, no problem.
No problem.
Guest choice, unless Brian Cohen wanted to really scumbag
unless
us.
Unless he wanted to be, like, the troll of the
no
year.
Problem. Cheaters, no problem.
Okay.
Taurus season.
Probably a problem.
No problem.
What? Thursday at 1 o'clock?
I think Jenny Autumn's on vacation this week.
Oh, like, is she on podcast vacation?
Well, I don't
or
know.
She just does podcasts?
I think the work vacation is more important. Like, that would allow the podcast to happen.
Taskmaster would be tricky. Rob Nikita gets soapy. Well, we wouldn't have the full week of soaps to watch, but I'm sure we could figure it out.
We could figure that out.
The Kelly White wedding, that would be tricky to do on a Thursday, but maybe she's off this week.
Do you think everyone in Canada's off?
Well, is everybody in Canada coming to her wedding?
No, but you just said she's off and you think Jenny's off.
I know Jenny had mentioned she has a vacation coming up. I have no idea. I mean, I think that Kelly White could get the day off if it's her wedding on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She probably might need more advance notice, but I don't know what's going on.
Peeved off? What is that? We don't need people there for that. We're going to get the...
No, we don't need a specific person there for that. Yeah. We could do that. Yeah.
Okay. Three Fast, Three Furious. I will veto that if it comes up this week.
Why?
You're very busy. For time purposes.
Yeah, that,
here's because, what I'm saying. I think we should, because of a unique circumstance. I think,
but that's that's two things on the wheel.
I think that's what the veto is there for, though.
Yeah,
the wedding, the veto is there.
I think the wedding, the trek,
the odds are in our favor. And Rob's biggest fan. I think we couldn't do.
There's no way we could do that. So that's right. That's at least four things we absolutely can't do.
Okay, well let's see what happens.
Believe in the wheel, Akiva. Come
yeah,
on.
Akiva, you want to get into like taking all this stuff off the wheel, and then people are going to be annoyed that you're changing the rules around.
You could take stuff off for 1 week. I think that's in the Constitution. You're allowed to take stuff off if you can.
Right. Let's see.
I don't know what
anytime
I meant
someone's
that
like when someone's on the wheel and they email me and say I'm going away next week, we've always taken that off.
Okay, that's fine. Look, let's let the before we go out of our way to fix the problem, let's see what the problem is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how about we'll spin the wheel, but we're not like maybe we might have to respin it.
Okay, or reschedule. Let's see. Let's see what the issue.
Maybe Sam was wrong. Maybe the only record time is not Thursday.
Episode 137 is coming up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Let's spin the wheel. Mm-hmm. And didn't have the volume up. Okay. And it's Taskmaster. Okay, we can't do that this week.
The wheel, though.
Right?
All right, we're respinning. We're respinning the wheel.
We're going to do a respin.
Yeah, we absolutely can't do that.
I'll use my guest veto.
How about this? Taskmaster will get two spots now.
Yes.
But we can't do it this week.
That's the old rule, yes.
Okay. All right, so we'll do a respin.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Here we go. A loud spin.
Haley White's wedding, I bet, is coming up.
It was Taskmaster again. Okay.
All right. No, right? I don't think that.
Okay. Could
that just be 138? Just like lock it in for 138?
No, it's a complicated question.
This is complicated. Well, that's supposed to be the Dr. Mike episode.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. So let's see.
Spin it again.
Okay. Let's spin it again.
It'd be a very controversial wheel spin. I haven't had one of these in a while.
All right.
It's going to be Sex in the City. That's my prediction.
No, it's season 3, episode 7. Now, we said we can't do a season 3, episode 7.
It's ineligible. It's ineligible.
It's ineligible, but that would solve our problem, just season 3, episode 7.
It would, but it's illegal. It goes down to zero when...
It does.
Okay.
Famously.
Can't allow it.
Number 4.
Okay. Kelly White's wedding. Now, do you want to message Kelly White?
Yeah, I'm going to message Kelly White. Hey, can you get married? But I like, she's probably got friends. She wants to be there. Maybe her parents or somebody's parents. Like, I will text her and I'll say, Kelly, can we do your wedding this Thursday?
What was the original date again that she was looking for? That was originally planned. Wasn't it around this time?
Yeah. What do you want to do? You want to veto Kelly White's wedding?
I don't think she's going to be able to do it.
Okay.
I think we're probably going to have to respin again.
Okay. We get that. Sunday is no good for Kelly White's wedding.
I mean, I wasn't offered Sunday. I think I was told Sunday's off. Do you have any avail on Sunday?
I think we have patron orientation coming up on Sunday, but. Look, you think Kelly White's wedding is going to be long?
That's a good question. How long? I don't know how long. I was at a wedding this week. My wife's brother got married. It started at 6. We went to like 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were like rocking the dance floor. I don't know. How long is a wedding normally?
I feel like it could be short.
I guess it depends what their schedule.
Well, we also like, what are we doing? So we've said like, we were going to play some sort of marriage game against the couple that...
we were going to watch some show.
One had a one-night stand, right?
Yeah.
We were going to watch Say Yes to the Dress, I think, right? Were you watching a wedding show?
We're going to watch some wedding-related show and have them play... in theory, we don't have to do both. We could just do the dating game with them playing against a couple that had a one-night stand.
Let's see if Kelly White has an hour to get married on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice day for a wedding, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most all-time obvious line, and you didn't say it.
Yeah, that it doesn't need to be said.
Nice day for a white wedding.
And then it could be a shorter episode.
Mm-hmm.
June 27th is a beautiful wedding
like,
day.
She could, in theory, go on her honeymoon. We could do the mailbag afterwards or something. Like, she doesn't stay for the mailbag. I mean, if they want to, I don't know.
Yeah.
To record the mailbag separately, I guess. I don't know the timing.
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
What if we spin the wheel one more time? Because I don't know if we're going to get an answer from Kelly while we're still on the air. And we won't say what it is. And so it'll either be the White Wedding or mystery episode next week. What do you think about that? But I don't want to like get people's hope up if they're excited. We won't say what the mystery episode is until we know for sure. And we can announce it on Twitter once we know on Monday or something.
And why that make sense? Why couldn't we do it? Wasn't this the thing? We spin the wheel and then Kelly White would have a wedding?
Yeah, but we didn't say like, are you available? Like we normally record on the weekends. We record on the weekends for like over a year.
Yes.
So I don't think she thought like she has a job. I don't think she thought Thursday one, and also like her.
I'm talking about Sunday, June 27th.
Oh, we can. I was told that you can't.
I'm telling that just because my people tell you one thing,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
doesn't mean that
I trust Sam.
Yeah,
you're probably not thinking of something.
That trust me.
Okay, so we could do something. So what are we worrying about all this? We could.
That's
done
what
Taskmaster.
I'm trying to tell you. You're not listening to me.
We could have done Taskmaster.
I think Taskmaster would be. I think we can get.
Think we could do a short thing on Sunday? So your idea for like a small little idea is have this couple's actual wedding, and like we'll rush that on Sunday.
How long is it going to be on a podcast?
Well, you want to watch an episode of a show, play this dating game, and then have the whole wedding ceremony. That's a long podcast. I think we should cut the TV show watching
part. Sounds great.
Hmm? Play the game,
and also they don't have to. But also, like, we still have to do a mailbag.
Sure.
I guess, like, each wedding guest could give them presents.
Each of the guests at the wedding can give us a mailbag idea.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay. And what do you think? Zoom, StreamYard, what's, like, the best platform for
a wedding? I don't think that's an online conversation.
Okay, I'm just wondering. I'll say this.
Yeah.
All right, so you want them to get married on Sunday.
We could do it live.
We could do it live. On Sunday.
How lovely.
We haven't really picked anybody to, we need an officiant. You know, mm-hmm. We really need to think about things like that. We need an officiant.
Yeah.
What was the food we said everyone has to get this week for the wedding?
Tacos
and champagne?
Yeah.
Was it tacos and champagne?
Sure.
Does that sound right?
Sure.
Okay. Everyone
champagne for my real friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Real pain for my scam friends.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, listen, perfect. Okay. We ended on that. So are we doing the White Wedding? Is that what we've decided?
I believe so. That I don't normally like to do podcasts on Sunday, but I think we can make an exception for the Kelly White Wedding.
Should we have a backup idea just in case?
No.
You don't want to even spin it. We don't even have to say what it is. Just as a backup. Because then otherwise, if we can't do this, where do we revert to? I think we should have a backup in our pocket.
Yeah, you run a backup in the pocket? Fine.
We don't have to say what it is.
Okay, fine. Because
then I don't want to have to like get a call Monday like, hey, we got to spin the wheel again. Kelly can't do it and we don't have an idea for next week.
Okay. All right.
Spin that wheel.
All right.
It'll be our secret.
Here we go. All right.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be freaking Taskmaster for the third time.
Season 30, episode 7.
All right.
Is it an idea we could do?
I think so.
That means no.
Okay. All right.
All right, fine. You want to text me the idea?
Sure. I'll just tell you it when we get off the, when we get done recording.
Well, I meant so we don't have to, I know we don't have to spin again now. All right, fine. Okay. I think we're good here.
I think we're good.
We've tortured people mm-hmm. enough.
Yes. Okay. All right. Brian Cohen, where can people hear more from you? Laying down or upright?
Mm-hmm. Challenge podcast. Challenge is off season right now, but it should be back probably around the fall for season 37. It's filming right now, so you can catch Allie and I.
Season 37, that's like the season 3, episode 7 of seasons.
It is. It is. Big deal.
Yeah.
37. Yeah. On Twitter, ConanBryan_. That's really it.
The underscore.
I forgot what new show to binge.
Okay. All right. Send Brian.
What about Carnival? I hear that's great.
What about Hung? Would you watch
that? Double feature.
Or maybe I'll just watch the next ones instead. Yeah.
You'll watch what's happening the next time on Hung.
Yeah.
I think that would be more disingenuous to try to, because they'll throw you off.
Previous the next, is a better way to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, the previously ons are better than the
although,
next
how would we watch the finale? We would never know what happened.
You have to guess.
I don't think it had a true finale. I think it got canceled.
Okay, so then we wouldn't have that problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should guess where the season, where the show would
yeah, what happens in the Hung finale.
Mm-hmm. Three seasons in a movie, Hung had. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. I mean, does he run for mayor and announce that he has ED?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be like, all right, that's the end of the series.
Mm-hmm. Don't hurt the brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it would be like, that would be like a very...
Season four, they changed the name of the show.
That would be like a very ironic twist ending.
It would be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, in the first three seasons called Hung, and then the fourth season, they call it Mouth.
Very Shakespearean. Mm.
All right. Akiva, what's next for you?
What's next for me? I don't know. Working Olympic stuff. I got a lot of that going on. Podcast. We have 32 fans. We did. What did we do this week on 32 fans?
You're asking me.
We had Flag Day.
Yeah.
We ranked the state flags. I think.
Oh, wow.
Felt like a while ago.
Yeah.
We did a can't win a championship sports team draft where we drafted teams. And the first one of the teams we drafted to win a championship loses. It was sort of like the draft the girls did.
What happens if when you lose?
Do a podcast shirtless?
No, the stakes were like I forget the stakes. There were stakes, and now I forget the stakes. And then on NGOG, we had Puya this week.
Yeah.
Returning champion, returning guest. Puya, we did that. We did the dating game all on the same night. That's me, you, and Allie. Five podcasts this week, even though I was working like 16 hours a day.
Busiest man in showbiz.
Five podcasts in one week.
Mm-hmm. Rob, do you know what that's like?
Five in one week?
You should know. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this was a lot of fun here today. Thank you, Brian. Hopefully, I think we figured out, next week's big episode of the podcast, episode mm-hmm. number 137. Then, of course, we will take you out with the song of the summer of 21 here on Robin Akiva the podcast. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
I'm out of excuses. There's no doubt. I think I might just sell my house and quit my job. Sleep on someone's couch. It's been